Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on out there, Grudge World? Another week of Small Block Mafia's Grudge Talk Show, hosted by Eyes. I'm gonna open this mic up right here, see if he can give me a little help today. I ain't talked to him, but the text message all day. Jim West.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, Jim?
Still eating some ice cream, man. What's happening?
Eating a little ice cream. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, man. Trying to keep it fat, baby. Keep it fat.
Yeah, I ain't doing shit. Damn, just another week of damn wild out tonight, I guess. I'm going to start a new thing starting next week. I'm going to start doing topics. And whoever come up with the topic of the week, I'm going to give them $15 to coming up for the topic of the week. If it's talked about a whole full hour, I'm going to give them a bonus $15. So that's $30. So that's pretty much you getting in the gate at whatever racetrack you choose to go to that week.
Sound like a plan to me.
Off of Eyes.
Sound like a good idea.
I want to get to more on, you know, racing talk. I don't want to hear about this baby mama bullshit, who's fucking who, and all that dumb shit, man. Let's talk about who's going to race who.
Man,
who
I'm
do you want to race? When do you want to race? You know.
That's right. I'm so sick of hearing the same shit.
I'm telling all the people out there right now, you send me some damn off-the-wall topic talking about who is doing this behind this motherfucker back. That ain't going to win with me. It's going to be about racing. Something about racing, any line of racing, you know what I'm saying? But everybody out there know we got a little show coming up at Holly Springs this weekend. It's going to be a hell of a show. We got the South Mississippi guys. They said they're coming up invading Mississippi, invading the North, man. Then you got Brian Lowe running around here beating on his chest. He done went down to Canada, done knocked everybody's head loose, except Pipebender. Pipebender been on a damn tear.
Yeah,
Pipebender,
I've been watching.
Pipebender ain't lost a damn race all year. So all them guys is committed to the race. We got a small block nitrous shootout on 28s or 275, no bars. 500 going to get you in there, winner take all. So if you think you're the baddest small block over here, why wouldn't you not put up $500 to show everybody? Then we got a 28, 275, any power adder, any suspension, as long as you're on a 28 or 275. $200 to get in, winner take all. So who got the baddest fucking 275 car around here? Need to be here Saturday. Then we got Main Street, which is a 28, 275, but it's for the lower guys. It's going to have a cap on it. I think it's 800 to win. A couple hundred runner-up. I really don't know all the details. Squirrels can come on and tell all that part. But, hey, grudging, we got all day grudging. All day grudging.
I say, I think it's a good thing. I've also been hearing that if you've got a grudge race, you have to go to just find Eyes or a Squirrel or somebody running the show and tell them you got a grudge race, and no matter if it's in class or what, they're gonna get that grudge off. That's what I've been hearing.
We're going to get the grudge off. We're going to get the grudge off. That's for sure. One thing about it, that goddamn Holly Spring crew, they're going to have that motherfucking track on kill every time. It ain't going to be none of this. Hey, let me start off with 15 degrees of minus time, and we'll roll this bitch in goddamn 5 seconds. We better put some power down this weekend and see who got who. But, I mean, I'm gonna give a list of the rundowns of the lock-ins that we got right now. First of all, we got D&D Arkansas boys. We got them. They got the back motherfucking tie with the love three on a 1200. We're going to run by 7 o'clock. We got the Arkansas boys versus the Punisher. We're going to give them the back tie and the clear three on a 1000. It might have been 12. I don't really remember. It might be 1000 or 12. We'll get Wayne on in a minute. Hell, I don't have so much going on today. Hell, it's hard to keep up with some shit, boy. Then we got the prosecutor, which is Malone's Camaro, versus the 901 Predator. That's going to be one hell of a race.
Going to be a hell of a race there.
Yeah, we got both of them sitting just alike. Big blocks of pair. 275s on the back end. Nitrous assisted. Man, just pick one ride with him. Then we got Chucky versus Brian Lowe. Brian Lowe is on a tear. He is hot. He did get knocked out by Pipebender, but the boy is humble. We've been knowing that for a couple years now. Me and Brian, Jim, all of us, we raced back in Aberdeen days. So Brian's trying to get some get back. So yeah. we're going to let him get some get back.
No, we ain't going to let him do shit.
The what?
He's going to have to earn that. I said, we ain't going to let him do shit. He's going to have to earn that.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying we're going to let him get back. If he can get it, you know. Yeah. Hell, you know what? Hell,
I know.
I'm planning on slapping the hoe, hell. that's a side point there. That's a side point right there. Okay? Then we got motherfucking John Woods. John Woods coming out of the goddamn woods, man. John Woods coming out the bushes. The man had a grudge race last week. He went in the battle with the junior car, the 901 car. That he didn't get enough. He didn't get satisfied what he got. So he going in back in the battle this week with the Casper car from the Small Block Mafia. So, hey, it's going to be one hell of a race. That's going to be the main event of the night. They both big block a pair. Both on 29, 315s or so. So that's going to be a damn good race, too. I ain't taking nothing off from Woods. I used to look up the Woods when I was younger. That was the baddest man around these areas back then. So I always looked up the Woods. Yeah. I'm glad. I hope he get his shit together. I hope he ain't, you know, get a down year like he did back there. But I think the guy got a lot of heart. He will race. But that being said.
Aren't you missing one eye with Brian? Did I not hear a rumor? Did I not hear a rumor that Freddy Krueger or Fat Man or Brian Lowe was giving Lil Rock Shaker the move?
You're exactly right. The man told him that he got the motherfucking break at Holly Springs. So, hey, Rodney Williams coming. It slipped my mind. I got a lot of shit going on right now, Jim. So, I'm glad you threw that off in there. If there's anything else I'm missing, hell, please go ahead and throw it off in there. I know Poo-Poo got his hand up. I'll get to you in just a second, Poo-Poo. And I'm going to put it like this. I had so many phone calls with people say they coming. If half of the people show up, it's going to be one hell of a show if half of them show up.
I agree.
I know the guys with Goldust, Chris Denson, Pipebender, all them boys said they come and taking over the North.
Anytime that track opens, I know Antoine and them, if they got oil pressure, they're going to be there. So, you know they're coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, if you got anything else to throw in, I'm going to let you go ahead and throw it in. Squirrel, hit the one button if you got anything to say on the show. And so.
No, I'm going to sit back on mute eyes and listen to what y'all do, man, and I'll chime in on a few things if I'm needed to kind of keep the peace, you know. I'm going to make sure you don't do nothing real crazy tonight. You know, you liable to get crazy, bug wild and crazy, so I'm going to hang in here and listen.
Yeah, I got my... I think I need to get on some blood pressure medicine today, man.
Yeah.
have a blood pressure a little run, a little high and shit, but it'd be all right. But I'm going to go to the phone lines. I think Squirrel just hit the one button, or Woods did, or one of the poor boys. 662-2406, your mic open.
Yeah, right, it's Snoop, man. Squirrel on my line. Squirrel, can you hear me? Squirrel.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, they can hear you.
Yeah, we hear you. Loud and clear. You got anything to throw out there to, for the race Saturday?
Oh, yeah, we're going to Po' Boy and TNT going to be on the grounds, checking and watching and looking for a little action. But we're going to take care of that little STN first, so y'all get a little taste of what we working with, and after that it's on.
Okay. Can you tell everybody what time the gates open and what we're trying to do the very next day? Go on and put that out there.
Gates open at 1 o'clock Saturday, but if you get there a little early, there will be somebody there to let you in. Sunday, we're going to do a little street car race in street trim. So if you got something fit that, come on back. $25 to get you in it. $600-$700 to win. Must have working headlights, front seats, street ability. And tags. All right,
Sound real good. We'll see you there Saturday, Squirrel. I'm going to leave your mic open. Y'all can put your phone on mute, and you can chime in anytime you feel like. All right, let's go to the down south Mississippi. 601-5918.
Poo-poo. What up, Brian?
What's going on, Poo-Poo?
Ain't nothing at work, just listening in, checking things out, making sure you ain't getting out of hand.
Always. I get out of hand every once in a while. You know, I try to stay in check sometimes.
Hey, I stopped and called Pro Stock Joe and tell him to get on this motherfucker. Let him put some drum on this thing.
Oh, man, I don't need no drum on my show. Fuck that drummer shit. If you ain't talking about racing, hit that motherfucking X button over here on the side. So if you come on here talking about, I'm mad at so-and-so, I'm going to hit this X button as soon as you say I'm mad at so-and-so.
Hey, what you call that baby mama drama?
That baby mama drama shit, man. I'm trying to grudge. Shut the hell up, goddamn. Take that shit to your show.
I hear you. Well, I was just calling in. I'm just listening in. I'm going to get back on mute.
Okay, cool. All right. Appreciate you shining in. All right. Let's see here. I'm going to open this guy mic up right here. 501-3705. Danny Boy.
This Cam. What's up, guys?
Oh, my bad. That's old Cam. What's going on, Cam?
Not much. Doing a little shopping.
You got them takeoff days on, ain't you? You free this weekend, ain't you?
I done made arrangements to slaughter small block drugs, wannabe ink mafia, something like that.
Okay. You know what? We're going to get to roast that hog one more time. I'm going to feed everybody with that haul this time. Angel going to go get the goddamn legs off of it this time. I'm going to cut him wide open, straight down his belly. But hey, I appreciate you calling in, Cam.
Yeah, I'm in Walmart, man. I'm going to have to get on mute.
Okay, get your little shopping done. I don't want you to be late on Saturday. Get your little shopping
Hey, Cam. Cam. Tell Danny Boy. Not much, buddy. Tell tell Danny Boy to bring another fried turkey. Them son of bitches were good last week. Some of the best turkey I ever eat.
All right, I let him know. He probably hear you.
Hey, that motherfucker said he got the best in the country. He didn't say in the state of Arkansas. That man said best in the fucking country. They was
hey,
pretty
he
damn
he was
good.
Doing.
Hey, them damn baked beans were better than that damn turkey to me.
Yeah, it was good.
That's what I be talking about,
Rick. Them baked beans.
Yeah, them goddamn baked beans, boy. Woo. I don't know how to eat that kind of shit, but I sure ate it that day.
What's up, Alan Cook?
Yeah, man. Y'all going to throw down this weekend. We're going to be coming out there. My car ain't ready, but we're going to come to support you.
Okay. Tell everybody what y'all bringing up this way, Alan Cook, from Louisiana.
We're bringing a little street S10 truck and that red Firebird. Both street cars.
So you
make a 30-mile course.
Yeah, you pretty much saying if you got a street car, you got to come through Louisiana.
I tell you what, we driving 6 hours the fuck up there. We ain't coming out to race. I tell you that much.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, hit it one time, Cook. That right. Hey, hold on a minute. Let's go right here. 205-2580, your mic's open.
I don't see nothing down there in Hollis Plains. I'm coming to Hollis Plains and take over. All right, what we going to do? You know, we already locked in now. You know that, though.
You coming to take over?
Yeah, you know me, you already been locked in for the whole time. You know you had the back tie in the hit.
Back tie in the hit.
Yeah,
back
you know, we already been locked that in. We locked that in 6 months ago.
Yeah. What was it again? Back tie in the hit?
Yeah, with the checker car. With the checker car, I asked if you want to pay, if you want to go on the pay and get out the race.
Hell no. Why would I do that?
I mean, that'll save you a lot of pain and headache.
Yeah. Well, tell everybody on the Grudge Talk Show what kind of car you got. 250.
A Camaro, the fastest model block in the north, south, west, east, however you want to call it.
A lie. Oh, shit.
I told that John Wood. He can get it. I promise he can get it to him. If that's him, he can get it. Whoever said that, they can get it.
I don't know who it was.
Well, I can't speak up. They can get it. I promise you they can get it. I've been in Hollis Plains saying that they can get it. I mean, tell them to be a man and step up. Don't be a mice. I've said once again, the baddest mile block in the north, south, east, west. I'll be in Hollis Plains. Whoever said it, if they got the ball, I promise they can get it. They can get it. I promise you they can get it.
They can get it. Well, I'm going to say it's going down at Hollis Plains. What's the name of your car?
Bad boy, killer, two, fifth, whatever you want to call it. Slash, whatever you want to call me.
Yeah, you bring the Malibu, too?
No, I'm bringing the Camaro.
Okay.
That whoever said that, I want them to be a man. That get something locked in. That's who I want to know, whoever said that.
I don't know who it was, 250.
Well, tell them to come to the front. Tell them to come to the front.
Well, it ain't but a few mics open. I don't know
That's
who
right.
said it.
That boy sound like John Wood. That's what it sound like to me, my good friend, but I blew his ass. If that's him.
No, it wasn't me, but I'll tell you what we can do.
Oh, what are you?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Since I weigh so much, 7,180 pounds, give me a tear out of there in your tube chassis car and watch me fuck you up.
No, I ain't getting up a hard digging bubble gum. Whoever said it, I want to be a man. I ain't getting up there, but hard, I'm getting the right line or left line. That's all I'm getting up. I thought it was you said that, John, but whoever said that, be a man.
Oh, it wasn't me.
Okay, I'm sorry, John. I thought it was you. I'm sorry.
But
anybody on this phone, whoever said that, be a man, don't be a mice. I mean, don't be a hater all your life. That what it is what it is. I mean, I can say that because I ain't been beat. When you beat me, then I can say I can't say that. But you got to, or to beat the man, you got to beat the man. So I feel like I'm the man with the small block.
All right, 250. I got another hand up. Let me
hit
it.
But go ahead and see your hand.
Okay.
I'm on the mute.
Okay.
205-4448.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's going on, Mr. Story Racing?
April the 12th. Let's get it grudge fishing. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be swole. Y'all better get there early. We're having a pre-race party the night before. I really wish I could get you at that party the night before. I want to see if you can shake a leg.
I can't shake no leg. Damn old leg. I can't shake no leg, man.
Oh, so you can't dance?
I can't dance.
Oh.
I guess if you shoot a bullet,
man.
Then I can dance. Be the only way I can dance.
so you going to do that this weekend when B-Lo get a hold to you?
No, sir. No, sir. I ain't never danced when B-Lo got a hold of me. Never.
Well, yeah, it's a different day, not a lie. It's a different day.
Yeah.
But I talked to Fletcher the other day. He said he was gonna make the pre-race party, and he was going to be at the race. I mean, there's a lot of people coming, man. The race is going to be pretty big. It's going to be pretty big.
Hey, Rhonda says she wants to go to the pre-race party.
I need a date that can dance.
Well, hey, tell Rhonda to come on. I'm going to give her a VIP. Tell her to come on.
Yes. Says she got to have a dancing party because, goddamn, I still can't move. I still.
But
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
John, since you're on the phone, John, this is what I do for you. I made two races out of it. We'll go head up. If I get you the first round, I'll give you the back.
Hey, man. Uh-huh.
I said, we'll make two races out of it. Get something to do. I mean, we'll go head up about 500 to 1,000. Then the second race, I'll give you the back. I gamble with you like that.
Let's reverse that. You give me that.
No. I told you to go head up the first run for 500 to 1,000. The second run, we give you the back tie for 500 to 1,000. Same amount of money.
No, we do the back tie.
I'm telling you how I'm going to raise. Now, I'm going to go head up. Then the second run, I'm going to give you the back tie. I can do that now.
I'm at a disadvantage, man. Ain't no way I can
okay,
do
it. Okay, we ain't going to raise then. We ain't going to raise. We gon' race. He said he won't run his head the fuck up.
Uh-oh. Well, listen, if I can intervene and say something, let me ask both of y'all something. If I can intervene and say something, why don't y'all just put up 1,500, 2,000, whatever, and make it a two-race pot? And that way it wouldn't make no difference what run y'all do first. You can do the back tie. And then you can run the head up. And
I'm gonna run
the
head up first.
If one person wins both of them, then he wins the money. But
I don't feel like I can beat you head up. I don't feel like I can beat you head up.
I don't feel like you can beat me when I give you the back tie.
Give it to me. What give it to me?
What's that? What 250?
I don't feel like you can beat me when I give you the back tie.
Wait, hold on. But 250. How bad is that small block? You got the baddest small block. Well,
northeast, south, or west?
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck you with that big old motor. I want a small.
Well,
But what? That's why I do you. I go head on with you, then I give you the bad guy. I mean, we can make two races like Michael said, however we want to do it.
No, we're going to be at the same place. We'll see what happens.
Fuck that. You said you want me head to fuck up a month or two ago.
If I would have had my car out earlier like I thought I would, yeah, I wouldn't have no problem doing it, but I haven't. So
yeah.
It would be no, in my best
mine
interest.
Mine ain't been out neither. One time, a couple test passes, that's it.
Well, it would be in my best interest not to fuck with that. Okay. Now, I get out there and see something I feel like I need to see, then we might just say, fuck it, let go and do that.
Yeah.
So, in other words, you feel like you just need a couple shakedown first. You might be able to do that.
That's basically what I'm saying.
I don't think he's going to do it, period.
Well, too many, you got to give him some of the shot.
Run ahead, fuck up.
Well, and you know something. And that's what I'm going to do. But if you, because I ain't made no hit, I'll take that chance by giving me that back time.
Okay, you'll take that chance, but what about the head up way? I mean, everything's because I know
I ain't ready for that.
Okay, I ain't gonna give you the
I ain't no fool.
You gotta get both ways.
Concentrate on why.
I ain't worried about eyes. That's a cakewalk. That's a cakewalk. We ain't worried about that.
Okay,
we want to fix this in the farm.
Hold on, I'm glad y'all brought that up. What is y'all going to do on that race for real? That the Punisher and Camaro, what y'all going to do?
If the Chucky car had the back tire in the hit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, Chucky with the back tire in the hit. Either y'all going to do that race?
Hey, that's the plan.
So y'all taking the back tire in the hit. What kind of money on that?
I locked the whole thousand. You locked the thousand.
But I was just making sure everything was like it was. I mean, that's why I'm asking. Now, here's another question. When is that race going to take place?
I'm going to say this. Now, Jim said the race wasn't locked in, but Ray went and downloaded the show. So, Jim.
That race was locked in.
It was not locked in.
That race was locked in. Jim, you want to know what?
Jimmy
won.
Okay.
Okay.
He made that race.
So now let me ask you a question. With that being said, did that race don't take place?
Well, they got the payoff. If it don't take place, they got the payoff.
No, you ain't going to get nobody like that now.
That race was locked in, man. That race been locked in. I made that race. I had to give me the bad time to hear with the second call. We were going to Hattiesburg. We're going to run depot tomorrow. But I locked the reins in. I called the other day. I said, what you want to do? You want to have to give me 400 or the punk guy let you slide? He said, no, 250, we're going to run the race. And that's what I said.
I said we're going to run the race. But I tell you this. The steel star, Chucky versus Little Richard with the back tie in the hip.
No, we giving you the back time here, right? With the Camaro, you got the back time here.
Okay. Now, hypothetically speaking, guys, if that race is going to take place, I understand that y'all got a race with Brian, is a heads-up race, right? 300 on 1,000.
Right.
Which one of those two races takes place first? The back time to hit or the heads-up race with Brian?
Mine and Brian.
The race with Brian is the first race. And then Richard and 250 will be the second race.
I already been locked in. So that race didn't take place. We've been locked in last year. So how can you just jump the ship like that? You can't do that.
Well, 250, hold on. 250, Richard, I say this right here. If he want to run that race right there with Brian first and y'all race is locked in, if he breaks and y'all got money anyway, so it really to me, if I was y'all, it wouldn't really matter.
He know it's locked in. We were going to go to Hattiesburg run depot, but we were locked in on that right there with Crystal.
Yeah, we could go to Hattiesburg. We were going to Hattiesburg in this boat with the command, with our top of Toyota. That's why we didn't go with him. That's why we said we're stuck.
We tried to get him to come to Hollis Springs.
Yeah, he said he wasn't coming. Yeah, he said. We were going to Hattiesburg to run him to stand there. And I said he didn't want to pay the park out. So that's why we come to Hollis Springs. We still might leave Hollis Springs and go to Hattiesburg.
Hey, hey. Hey, where's Trey at, Jim?
I don't know.
You don't know.
This man
don't know.
Nah, it's like what I said. I don't know. I got a home.
All night,
yeah. Look here, Jim. I mean, Trey went and downloaded the the next show, and he said the race was locked in. But I don't know. I haven't went back to download.
You can go back and listen to the recorded show, and it was never stated by both parties locked.
Yes, it was.
No, it was not.
Yes,
it was not.
There was no
locked.
Money locked.
Put that
guy.
We got $1,000 on the house. Totally, we got $1,000 on the
house.
That's right.
Hold up.
No, it wasn't.
Get the
race. The race was not locked in.
I think we
first
agreed
off,
when it got close.
Matt,
I think we locked it when it got
close.
But hell, that's 4 months ago.
How you did all? We locked that in that same night. When me and Gatchel did all that August. And you said, how much you want to lock in? We said $1,000. You said, well, that's a done deal. Come on, man.
Hold
see,
up.
Y'all
let me,
so we're going to have to
hold
some
up.
More money.
Hey, let me make this real simple, okay? I'm going to make this real simple. Malcolm, you're a DP man, right?
That's right, Jim.
Malcolm. Okay. Now, I want to ask you, I want you to keep it 100. I know that's your boy over there, 250. I know he rides in your clique, and that's fine. I ain't got no problem with that. I'm not calling 250 out of his name. But here's my question to you. All right? To officially lock a race in, to say we have a locked race, what has to be in hand, sir?
True.
What has to be in hand? Hey, Malcolm.
No. Answer my question.
Hold on, guys. Now, with that being said, yeah, you need to have a DP man and put money in hand for the race to be officially locked.
Okay, now hold on, Jim.
Let me say this also. Now, I have heard you guys say that if you lock a race in on the show, because it's on the show and everybody here is locked that way also. Okay? Now,
that's right.
I done heard, you know, I and BET both say that same thing. So, you know, with that being said, that's the reason why y'all got the problem right here, because they said that it was locked in on the show, which I wasn't on the show that night that this happened.
Hey, Malcolm.
Okay.
I'm not picking no sides, but I was on the show, and I could swear that they did talk about racing, but they didn't lock up no money. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I mean, you can go back and it's recorded. It's recorded. It's recorded. Go back and listen to it. There ain't nobody got to argue.
I know we lost
That's the same time that Chevy Stang was on there talking about racing somebody and locking them in, and his car wasn't ready.
Well, let me see. I think I can get Chris and Sherman on the phone. Let me see if I can get them on.
I mean, all they got to do is go back to the show and hear it. If it's recorded, if they locked it in, they locked it in. It's a race.
Yeah, that's what I think. Ray, we made some show that we said we were going to lock the money in, got down to a later day closer to the table.
No, we didn't lock it. We locked that money right then. We locked all that money right then. We locked the whole time there right then.
Go back and listen to the show, too, baby.
We called you the other week and asked you, what you want to do? And we told you we want to go run these folks.
Hey, Richard, go and listen to the show, man. All you got to do is go and listen.
We live in the show. I listen to the show, Jim. We live in the show 1,000 times. We know what I'm saying.
Yeah, so do I. I heard it.
you ain't heard shit.
Hell, I didn't hear it.
How you heard it? If you heard it, goddamn, you don't know. You ain't heard it,
man.
See, y'all playing pussy with me. Now you won't play pussy. Nobody start fucking you now. See, that's why I hate when I start playing pussy with me.
I ain't trying to argue about it, but I'm just saying. I need to go to work someday. By the time you get mine, I'll be ready.
Nah. Okay.
All you gotta do is play the show. Play the show.
Nah, hey, look, I got Sherman on the phone. Now, Cook, you said Sherman was on the phone that night when that went on.
That's the same show they were talking about racing, and that was for Britney's show, right?
Okay, hold on, guys.
All right, Sherman. This is the deal right now. They say you was on the phone tonight that Richard and 250 was talking about running Eyes and GM and Chucky with the brake, the back tire and the brake. 250 said they locked up 1,000 on 1,000.
On 1,000.
Yeah, 1,000 on 1,000. But GM and Eyes said they talked about the race, but they never did lock no money in verbally. What did you hear on that?
They locked it in on the show.
I really don't remember.
Trey went back and played the show.
I'm buying a lot of goddamn money for nothing. That's right. I'm doing some bullshit. And I don't like that, man.
They got other people that were in there.
Gats was on the phone. Gats was on the phone. I was arguing with Gats that night. But all this okay.
Yep, it is.
I remember
what y'all talking about, but I don't really remember the whole locker. That's why I don't want to get in.
Let me ask you a question here.
If you feel like we pulled the goddamn race, we're going to race you Saturday. End of it.
Well, okay. Let me ask you a question right here, though. Because, see, I just heard you say a few minutes ago, though, Isaac, yeah, you were still going to take that race. So, I mean, if that's the case, then what is the argument about?
I'll take that race. Jim don't really want to take that race, but I'll take that race.
Okay, but that's the thing about it. Okay, Jim on the phone, you on the phone, 250 and Rich on the phone. Y'all just need to figure out what y'all going to do. You saying you want the race. They want the race. Jim is the only one that don't want the race, which is his car.
So he
got to say what he going to do. But it sounds like to me it's really not a real big issue to argue about.
The bottom line is this. You know, I'm just telling you like this. Ain't no man in his right mind, and this ain't nothing personal against nobody. But now, why am I gonna get out there and run? I know what Richard's car runs.
You ain't on the phone.
That's what I just now said. I was not on the phone, but I went back and listened
to the
show.
But you just said when nobody locked in. You just said you was on the phone when the radio played.
Do you want the race, or is it going to take place, or is it not going to take place?
No. Hell no. I'm not going to run no car with 1733s and me on a 10-inch tire. Come on, man. 1733s and wheelie bars? And a fucking wing that's 2 feet long? Hell no.
So, y'all not going to take that idea from them. Y'all going to run, but y'all going to run Brian.
Yeah.
That's a $300 on $1,000. Y'all don't run that race. But
that
the background that he is with Richard, y'all don't want to take that one.
I don't want that. I do not want them troubles, period. I ain't ashamed to say it.
Smart.
What's that?
Oh, that wasn't me, Jim. That wasn't me.
Okay.
So Richard
going to
give Chucky the back tie
and the hit? Yeah, see, that's what it was. They were giving Chucky the back tie and the break. Okay.
I ain't no offense to Richard, but I believe I had to try that. But, you know, that Jim done called.
Well, I want to do it, but Jim's saying he don't want to do it.
Yeah, hold on, y'all, hold on.
Well, we're doing for 500 then. They partner. And one want to do it, and the other one won't. We're to cut that pot to 500.
Man, John, the weak bubbles ain't gonna do shit, man. You see, they crying already. Hey,
okay.
Damn.
Let them speak.
Okay, I'm back.
I tell you what. I ain't never backed up. No, I ain't no weak bitch. Let me tell you something. But
I ain't call you that. I ain't call you no bitch.
We ain't call you no bitch.
I ain't say that. Ain't called nobody out of name.
Hey,
I'll see you in the track, Rich Jordan. Me and you. Rich Jordan, I like to talk to the owner of the car. You the owner of that car. I will talk to you at the track Saturday.
I'm here the owner of that car. Dan.
You ain't. Okay, 250, no problem. I don't want no trouble, sir. I don't want to do. I'm talking to Richard. I'm addressing Richard. I don't want to.
My money's spinning like everybody else's money's spinning, Dan.
I understand that, but hold up a minute, man. Every time we talk, it goes somewhere else, and I don't want to go there with you two people.
That's right. So, leave it alone. Let's go. What you want to do?
So what I'm telling you, Richard Jordan, is come to the track. Me and you going to sit down and make something fair, and we're going to make some kind of race happen.
I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt, the backhand and the hit.
What is that? That ain't shit. I know how fast my car is and know about how fast your car is.
About. Nobody know how fast. I don't know how fast it is.
Yes,
I ain't never tripped.
Okay. Well, like I said, that's on you if you want to show up. But as of right now, no. Okay, fair enough. Enough said then, sir.
We say we going to do a race.
Huh? Yeah, you gonna get you a race one way or the other.
Hold on, Malcolm. You go download that show, and the punk out got down is in lock. I'm gonna honor that lock.
Say
that again.
Malcolm come back after he downloads the show. Listen to the show. And he say, yeah, it was a lock-in race. I'm going to honor that lock-in race.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that right now. He come back and say, no, it wasn't officially locked in or nothing like that. We'll negotiate at the track and go from there. Because I don't want no hard feeling with any motherfucker in the grudge game, and I don't want nobody slandering my name talking about, hey, they don't do what they say they're going to do because I try my damnedest to do what I say I'm going to do.
And
Richard, I'm gonna be honest with you. That ain't what it sounds like to me, but that's okay.
I ain't got no beef with you, man.
I'm gonna
say this, y'all. I'm gonna go back to mute.
I want to run.
Hey, Richard.
I'm gonna go. If you want to run so bad, Richard. Richard, if you want to run so bad, why don't you get out there and pick on somebody?
Who picking? I ain't picking. It is what it is.
Look here. I'm going to say
Richard,
this.
Let me say this right here because I'm going to go back to mute. Let me say this. Richard, you got a fast car, but if you give Ives the back tie and the brakes, I'm going to be with Ives now. I'm just being on the phone. I'm going to be with Ives now. Your car fast, but the back tie and the brakes are motherfuckers.
Yeah, it is. I could have told
you. Yeah, well, I'm being with Ives on that one.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying this. Richard came off the $1,000 and went down to $500. You can't disrespect the man for that. The man is trying to go, and he had intentions that the race was fully locked in, which the other side of the party don't feel like that's fully locked in. So I told Malcolm, go and download the show. If Malcolm feels like that, we're going to honor that lockup. If I had to.
People were never there.
Let me
say something else, too. Now, this morning on Facebook, for them that seen it, yeah, I was giving Eyes hell about Brian Lowe that morning. I did tell Eyes that Brian going to pat that ass up so bad he going to put his turn signal on and hit the wall. Now, I wasn't wishing that bad on Eyes, and I wasn't saying it to be mean. I'm just janking and having a good time with Eyes. Now, I know himself. If I ain't like him, I wouldn't fool with him. I wouldn't even say nothing to him at all. So I don't want nobody to take it the wrong way because it wasn't meant like that. It was all in just jank.
Right. That's why I just say, you know, I had a rough day all day.
Fuck that clown.
Fuck you, clown.
I will say this now. Who you say you and Brian most definitely? So that race is locked up. Three on a thousand or better.
It's locked. 3 on 1,000.
It's 1,000 or 1,000 or better. Which one is it?
I mean, it's 1,000 better or 1,000 whatever. Now he did call. Our goddamn little talk show today, Tom beating on his goddamn chest. I can spray everything. I'm going to stay on one kid. I tried to lock that motherfucker in on one kid, but he still won't do that shit. So I just don't even get on the show, goddamn. Then he goddamn put out that I was going to pay the punk out.
Run with you guys, clown, and quit crying. Quit crying, clown.
You are under my skin one time to do two today, motherfucker.
any idea what time this race is going to take place?
As soon as we lay eyes on his ass.
It's going to happen before 6 o'clock.
It's going to happen before 6 o'clock.
If I ain't running Brian Lowe by 6 o'clock, I'm going to give him the funk out. I'm planning on running him before the sun goes down, I promise you.
We just need a couple shakes.
Huh?
Will?
We need two or three shakedowns, though.
Y'all need two or three shakedowns?
Yeah,
we just
need
a couple shakedowns. I mean, we tore up a lot of shit on the car over in Arkansas, but the man said the car checked out good. We're gonna be there ready to race, but we got to get it back in point. That's all.
What time is the track going to open?
1 o'clock.
Not, I ain't talking about the gates. I'm talking about the track.
The track should be ready to go by 1:30. He's going to probably be prepping already. But, Squirrel, your mic's still open. You had to talk to Squirrel on that part.
Yeah, what's up?
Squirrel, what time will we be able to get to the track?
The track's officially open at 1, but you know people going to be in there way before 1 o'clock, so. You know, the track going to be damn near ready to go when you get there. So that ain't going to be a problem.
That's what we were asking right there. What time is
the track?
Oh,
well, the
track
going to be
ready
to go when you get there. That ain't even going to be the problem right there. You know, hell, we held a no prep race, motherfuckers out there on the bone.
Yeah.
The safest place for you Saturday is going to be in the bathroom with the door locked and the lights off.
Man, look,
we're going to your ass.
Hey, look here. My old lady gave me a good point. This is the whole scenario why I'm going to run him before 6 o'clock. Freddy Krueger don't come out till fucking nighttime anyway.
That was a good one.
Hey, my lady came over with that shit. I died out laughing when I see that shit. I said, damn, baby, you on one today.
Hey, we got something for that. You see Freddy Krueger got them shades on, don't it? So we're going to get dog in the way. We got something for your ass.
We got you covered
every which way you think you can possibly be. We got them shades on.
I don't never sleep. No, I'm not afraid of dream either.
Well, hey, Sherman. What's going to happen? Chucky going to jump out that back glass. Chucky's standing back there with them two knives in his hand. And he's going to look over there and see Freddy got a blade on each finger. And man, he got 10 blades. I got 2, man. You crazy as hell. I ain't going back out there. You go.
Come on, son.
Yeah. It's going to be a good one. All right. I've been texting Brian's ass for a while now, so it's going to be a good one. He's going to get me, I'm going to get.
I tell you what, y'all listen at this, edit, and hear it good. Because next week, you're going to say I said it. Eyes may beat Brian on the tree. He might. But the rest of the ticket is going to be Freddy Krueger.
I bet they clown red light.
He's going to be so nervous. I bet you 50 you red light clown.
Bet. That's a bet.
I'm gonna bet you 50. You red light. And then I'm gonna bet you. Hey, and then I'm gonna bet you 200 on the game.
Hold on a minute. That's my motherfucking tree up there.
Well, hey, I'm gonna bet you red light, and I'm gonna bet you 200
on the
game.
That's my motherfucking tree. What you gonna bet that I leave in front of them red light?
Listen, man. I bet you red light 50, and I'm going to bet you 200 on the belt. That's a bet?
Oh, you try to take me now, motherfucker. You try to take me now.
50 on the belt.
You try to make me go to sleep on that tree, man. Leave me the hell alone.
You're a smart-ass clown, ain't you?
leave me the hell alone, clown.
Hey, clown. Come on, let me bet on that.
No bet. I want to bet that I move first.
Mm-mm, I bet your head red light.
I bet you move. I'll bet that bet if you bet 200 on the gap. Oh, you want to bet 200
on the gap? I'm going to bet 200 on the gap, and I bet you 50 that Brian move for you do.
Hell no. I ain't nothing. Odds different. Hey, after I make my shakedown, I'm going to let you know.
I got your motherfucking number.
So you telling me you think he going to cap you? No, I don't know what's going to happen. I got to make a shakedown first. Who the hell you went in Arkansas?
Hey, you're right.
I'm like you, Wood. I gotta get a shakedown first, man. Let me handle this end over here.
Right.
You handle that goddamn big mark guy.
I don't like you either, but goddamn it, that's fucking with me. They saying they gonna gap you.
Man, we gonna gap a clown.
Jim,
Trey, Eyes. I like all them guys. I love them to death. Matter of fact, if we went in the water box against them, I'd ride with them, okay? But when it come down to what's going to happen between them and Brian, it's going to be ugly. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be ugly.
Hey, Woods, this is how I feel about Dan Woods. You see, I I'll put ours on the money. I'll put 300 to your 200. He gaps your ass.
Hold on, man. Now you lost a little faith in him now. The other day you said 200 against 400. He's going to gap. No, I did not.
300 to 200 man. 300 to 200. You can't beat that now. Anyway, what you want to do? I bet that man gap your ass. 300 to 200.
Hey, let me make a shakedown. I'm going to personally call
I'll never get that.
You're going to have to go in hibernation, goddamn. I promise.
You
might well go. We're going to get the clown.
Yeah.
You on mute?
No, I ain't on mute.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me go to mute.
Hold on. Hold on a minute. I got a couple hands up. 414-6614,
mic's open.
You got a lot of background noise.
Yeah, put it on there. Hello?
Yeah.
No, I'm just listening, brother.
Okay, hit the one button, take your hand back down. Still ain't hit the damn one button. There you go. All right.
Well,
hey, Mr.
I, Dan.
Seven.
So, Walker, it's open. Right.
Here comes Team Bama's fan.
Let me talk a little bit, Eyes. I've been giving you problems all week, and that right there is to get on your nerves to hype you up. We going on Brian Lowe and Team Bama Saturday up in Holly Springs. Like we put Pole Boy Racing in bankruptcy, this is the year that we put Team Bama in bankruptcy and completely dominate them.
I tell you what, my boy, I'm going to stick that porter tail in your mouth, man.
Hey, no,
I'm covering.
I'm stick that something up his ass and blow his whole asshole out.
Oh shit! Hold on a minute. Another mafia player just hit the one button. Hold on.
Just let us know when you get ready to go.
Well,
he'll be glad to do that.
256-0045. Go ahead.
That thing, the Twitch is in this thing. The first one is the field hall. The second one is.
Hey, Malone.
I don't know why they.
Malone, your mic's open. Hey, Malone, your mic's open.
Do any of y'all from Small Block Mafia want to bet me $500 that Brian Lowe beats the brakes off Chucky?
Hold on a minute, let me get any bets. 256-0045. Malone, your mic's open. Hey, what's up, guy? What's going on, Malone? What about my race? I got a race, too. I've been promised and took from it and promised back and taken from it. I just don't know. I don't know if I got a race or not.
Hey, can somebody get Brian Lowe on the phone?
He called me last week, said he was going to run me after Eyes, and then I get on. See on Facebook, he done bagged out. This third time.
They say Brian Lowe is in Louisiana at a hoodoo doctor trying to get that hoodoo spell Eyes is put on him for the last 3 years.
Oh. Well, we tried to give him our Eyes first.
Well, Walker, you need to see the hoodoo doctor. Somebody had a hoodoo doctor on you for the last 10 years. You ain't ran in nobody in 10 years. Get back in the
hoodoo.
You don't need to be on that phone talking. But we will say May 6th, Django will be back.
Django ain't going to do shit. Django ain't going to do nothing but the tango and run the hell away.
But there's only one still that I ask everybody in the country. We got to have a head-up break.
Man, fuck the Django. The Django got the back motherfucking tie on the 12th.
Oh, God.
Hey, Sherman, don't you remember you gave me the back tie and the brake and passed me at the 60 foot in that son of a bitch?
Yep, that's right. You got the back tie. You got the back tie for life in that Django shit.
Ain't no.
$5,000
for $5,000. You give me the back tie.
Hold on, Sherman.
That man there trying to put a big block in the car, man.
Man, I don't give a fuck what that fucking clown doing. I don't give a fuck what he put in there.
Where the hell did that shit come from?
That shit ain't gonna run. So you saying he can put a
train motor in it. He still got action.
Lock that 5,000 in.
Lock it in for the 12. Better yet, Walker.
I'm gonna bet 6,000, you bet 5, and you got the back tie. Lock it in right now on the phone.
You gonna bet what now?
I'll go give Malcolm my money right now.
You gonna bet what now, sir?
I'm gonna bet 6,000 to Walker 5,000, and he got the back fucking tie on the 12.
Don't say nothing.
Lock your ass in, Walker. Lock your
Walker with it all. He put it all in reverse. He got it all reverse.
Yeah,
when I get the oil pressure, I talk. But I'm gonna tell you something. Brian Lowe is going down to my man eyes.
He said he
gonna tell us something. Brian Lowe is going down. How much you want to bet? What you want to bet?
We'll see.
See what I'm talking
bet,
about?
I'm bet. No, I'm gonna bet something. I gotta see how my duck roll.
Nah, I was
down.
You know that
Walk
ain't been working. He got there, shot himself in the foot. What's wrong with y'all?
He got half of that.
I did. Another guy was down there and did the rest of it. I'm coming back now.
Y'all don't be messing with me in my power wheelchair now. Side of the track, and I'm gonna be in a power wheelchair. Y'all leave me alone.
You trying your damnedest to be like Keep Walking. He in a wheelchair. You want to be in one too?
Yeah, damn.
And I'm gonna
he gonna
be in a race.
He gonna be in a wheelchair with a damn booty pad. Blow his ass up.
And they don't like I keep walking, roll up on him over there in Eastern Sherman. That was his ear. So now he got to go get him a wheelchair.
Hey, Malcolm, I would tell you that that's the baddest part of your end video you ever did when that dude come off that goddamn hill in that wheelchair.
Man.
That motherfucker rolled.
He rolled out with it quick.
Shit, man. I said, what the hell?
But it's good that we all
can have competitive criticism and all get along and have a good time in the race. That's what it's all about. Because like I said, we're going to have a good time up there in Holly Springs doing a good time at your race, Malcolm on the 12th. And shoot, and then try swinging or maybe the third at Mandrell's, and then maybe the 10th again in Holly. And so it's gonna be a good year. We can get some sunlight finally.
Hey, Malcolm.
Yo.
You get my man to come on over with that Mustang?
Yeah, he gonna be there. Matter of fact, he got a race locked in with Marcus Moe. He giving Marcus the back tie. Where is that race, Marcus?
I don't think it's a break. I think he's just getting the back tie. Will Brian Lowe give King of the Hill the back tie? Who is King of the Hill? I love Mustang on 26. Walker, he coming on 28. Oh, he coming on 28. Never mind.
Yeah, he coming on 28. I mean that's the game plan that he's coming on 28. But he did call me today and say he is gonna be in the house.
Really?
Well, it's gonna be a, it's probably gonna be a packed house because everybody I talk to, they talking about coming that way. So it's gonna be a.
How about this? What will it take for us to back Chucky out right now and put King of the Hill in now for Chucky?
Man, you got me fucked up.
That's the reason why right there y'all gonna crumble right there.
Hey, Malcolm, did you not see the post that motherfucker don't book shit over here? He don't even book the goddamn Jacob, dumb motherfucker.
Good God Almighty.
You see the motherfucker ain't never gonna come out of the shop? Hell.
Oh, man, damn. How you gonna blast your teammate like that on the show?
Hey, man. He got too many races. We got too many races. We trying to get some of the pressure off of us. We got too many races.
Correction. He fired Walker yesterday. He legally fired Walker yesterday.
They want to send me to Team Bama.
No. Wait a minute. Hold on.
We're going to send him back to over there because he already got Team Bama shirt on underneath.
Oh, man. Damn.
He's wearing a CT shirt right now.
Hold on. I will let the radio world know. Mustang Walker, you have been released from your duties.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. I ain't through yet. And that has been approved by the governor of Mississippi.
I'm taking $500 bet. I'm betting $500 on Brian Logan. I'm going to beat the shit out of you tomorrow.
Where is Jim West at? Jim West, come back to the phone. Jim West, come back to the phone.
Jim over here.
He can't find me. Man. The man who. Hey, I'm the one who created his ass. He can't find me.
Got another hand up.
I want to hear him bag that up. I want to hear him say, yeah, you were fine.
Hey, Chief of Second, Jim West.
Yeah.
Is there any truth in Walker fired from Team Small Block Mafia or Team Aberdeen? Is there any truth in it?
I don't know. I missed something. What up? What are you doing this time?
Oh. God damn.
Jim, I'm trying to put BET in your car to drive instead of ads.
No.
Where your race here, Mac?
April
12th. Hey, Ab, you said BET? You probably been got him.
Look here. I done told TNT Racing that he gave BNT his booking right on his car. I told him, you put that little fall-off motherfucker in there, he got to break with Boogeyman.
Well, that's a bad buddy. I just got a text message
from BET. BET said he wouldn't sit in the motherfucker no way because they're too goddamn slow.
BET ain't said that. He know what the deal is. BET gonna gap eyes.
This motherfucker told me, he said, all these trucks better get ready. Arkansas, the Love.
You goddamn right.
Scooby, all of them. I said, goddamn, we all gonna be retired by 2018, goddamn.
No, because you won't. I'm gonna go ahead and let you in on a little secret. The back of that truck gonna have /CP on the back of it. So I just wanna go ahead and bust your bubble.
Goddamn.
Hey, ask me this, Walker. Ask me, do I give a fuck?
No, you ain't gonna have nothing to do.
Hold on, I read it wrong. It didn't say he wouldn't sit in the truck. He said he wouldn't sit beside Chucky because took it too slow.
Hey, Walker.
Walker. What?
Do yourself a favor and shut the fuck up. You call that asshole $5,000 bit. You're making yourself and your team look bad, man. Be quiet.
He ain't on no team. I'm in BET. They done turned my rights loose. I'm out of the books, his performance right now.
Go ahead and burn your last shirt. I want to see no video tonight.
When you do that, go ahead and get your car that trailer you have them for.
Hey, Walker, you don't see the irony in what you did. You holler $5,000 for a bit. Then the man asked you for a personal bit, and you say you got to think about it.
Hey, Walker come out with a birth defect. His ass and his face is in the wrong spot.
Damn.
You said Phil Malcolm next era.
I'm going to mute. Y'all get off of me. I'm going to mute. I gotta go to the same.
April 12th is the beach. April 12th.
Okay, I'm gonna try to make it then.
You better.
Let go, Big B.
Don't try. You better.
Walker, what you bluffing about again?
I ain't got oil pressure right now in the truck. We about to have oil pressure in Django, but the truck right now is down. That's me and BET little project. The truck.
I know what it's gonna take. I know what it's gonna take to get the Django out. Walker gotta have a show.
There you go trying to goddamn hate and shit.
Hey, Walker, we just don't like you no more.
Who said that? Well, you just, like I said, you mad because I won't put them goddamn headers on goddamn payment plan for you. So
well, at least
you
I got
one. Hey,
You ain't got shit. Your goddamn car is at pun and gun in about three or four different damn towns.
You
did right here. Yeah. And we see you with a Grudge Ink shirt on, you're going to jail right then. In the wheelchair. We're going to tow the wheelchair.
Malcolm, I'm coming over there to y'all. I'm going to go ahead and sign my papers. I'm coming home.
Right
down. Shut up, Sherman. Shut up. You don't want to
go. Shit don't go up. You
ain't
hell no. You ain't bring your ass over here. We don't want you.
Hey, look. What you gonna
do
when we tow the wheelchair?
I'm gonna have to start your own clip. I thought he did out of Bush's performance. Even BET, Bruce Scott.
No, wheelchair.
Out of the bush.
Then he talking about having a damn wheelchair race.
Hey, anytime y'all spot that motherfucker out of the bush, he got the break.
Wheelchair performance, Mustang Walker.
What do you call it, Gene Walker? Where everybody knows the new team.
Out of the bush for performing, but I can promise y'all this: God willing, give me the strength to be there Saturday. I am gonna put the baddest video I have ever done before coming out after that race Saturday, and it's gonna be on. Malcolm, you gonna have the baddest video after your race. Well, I have got some music and some software I have not turned loose yet, but I've been waiting. And I'm telling you,
man,
you
hold on a minute, hold on a minute. Hey,
you know what? I'm probably gonna push you out that chair.
Hold on a minute, Jim.
I'm probably gonna push his ass out that chair.
Hey, Walker, push down the camera.
The what?
Damn, BET said put down the camera, Walker. You done washed up.
He be saying that. We don't get. We still fight, but we still fight about our camera, but we still rolling on the truck. But I, like I say, when BET gapped you in that goddamn truck, I'm telling you, that's gonna be the baddest. I ain't turning on you. I'm still with you. I'm still with you against Brian Lowe. But when
you out.
I can hear you can put me out when I'm one created you. Shit, what the hell are you talking about?
Hold on. Let's get something straight. I created myself.
I created you. Team Aberdeen, I'm the creator. Don't forget that.
Actually,
I'm the one come up with this.
Hold on a minute. Let's get something straight. The first person to put me out way over yonder was Malcolm Stewart. About the artificial nut.
Well, I ain't talking about the artificial nut. I'm talking about Team Aberdeen.
Now.
I ain't heard of artificial nut Team Aberdeen. But it's all good.
Hold on, man.
Look, you don't need to worry about me. You need to worry about Brian Lowe. That's where your focus is.
Where Dean does it?
Baby mama drama family issue going on. You're racing, goddamn.
Yeah, I'm finna hang Walker up. Don't worry, I'm finna hang him up.
You gonna hang me up too?
He
on my line.
So you
gotta be better hang that motherfucker up, then, cause hey, he coming out of here if he ain't talking about racing. Anybody wanna talk about racing Saturday? Hit the one button, or if you already on, talk now.
Well, all right, guys. Well, who is King of the Hill? Is he coming? Is we gonna get on anybody?
Well, I don't know. You know who he's looking for, but I don't see that right off.
I got Texas Turbo Black Mustang number and stuff. They want to start to come to Holly and stuff, and the way they talk like it, they can come about any time they want to come.
Yeah.
Would you want to try him again?
The Turbo Camaro?
Yeah, Turbo Trans Am.
Hell yeah, I'll try that motherfucker again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Arkansas, hit the one button. Tell everybody about your show over there. Hell, we done got in the damn show way deep. We ain't even tell everybody how good Arkansas treat us over in Arkansas.
Mm.
Hit the one button, Arkansas.
I tell you, if he don't hit it,
205-6243, you might know. All right, go ahead, Walker. What are you
going to
say?
I can tell you what. I know D&D may not be on phone, but for the guys who never did go to Prescott, Arkansas, it is a hump. But I will tell y'all something. It's a nice track. It's 400 feet of concrete, and the rest of it is asphalt, and the track hooks. Track wide, it hooks. We've got shade trees like what they have in West Point, but it's laid out better than any track I've been to, probably, except for maybe Holly Springs and stuff, but maybe even better on the layout. It's a family atmosphere. It's got the best PA system of any track I have ever been to. You go all the way down to the finish line, past the finish line to the return row, and they got PA systems all the way down there with a wireless mic that'll pick up. The good guys, I mean, you get a lot of Texas, South Carolina, and Danny Boy and them, they cook about 5 turkeys that day and baked beans and everything, and just gave it all away with all the free beer and Coke products you could drink and stuff. I'm telling you, they've really done an excellent job, and I'm going to tell you something, man. The guy at Prescott said he really enjoyed this, and he wants to work with a few promoters and to get grudge racing more at his track and all. And I told him about, you know, Eyes, BT, Malcolm, I mentioned you, and some more promoters and stuff, and said that we would love to go back over there. And believe it or not, for 5 hours, I will travel back over there for the way the atmosphere. It's a very friendly atmosphere over there. It's mostly been a pro mod and index and bracket racing track, and they're trying to get the grudge game more over there right now. But, if you want to say somewhere at home, it feels like at the beach.
I'll say it like that. It feels like at the beach, a family atmosphere.
And it was like total at home, man. It was like the day that everything goddamn didn't nobody give a damn. You get to do what you pretty much wanted to over there. But they got rules, you know. But, hey, treat you nice. You can't ask no better track.
That's the truth. I left there very impressed. And, I mean, and you talking about dragging a track and spraying the track? Believe me, they got one man that takes care of the track, and he don't let nobody else do it. And he's kind of got a fetish about dragging that track. He wants that track to hook and do good. And
hey,
I'm telling you.
That track is so wide, I think he can run four cars down that motherfucker at one time, two on each side.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember, Danny Boy said we could do that if we wanted to.
And that motherfucker is sprayed from one side to the other side. Yeah. Yeah.
That big bell ass gentleman, where's that? Tell him, Sue. Tell him he got that bigger ball. Get that goddamn chicken car to the beach on the 15th. I got you. I fucked y'all up. And tell him where that.
What you going to fuck him up with?
Hey, guys, I got Brian on the phone. Brian is on the phone.
Okay. Brian Long.
What up?
Shit. Hey, what was it going to say to him, man?
Say what now?
But let me finish this. But I will tell you this. I know the Georgia boys and Cooper Formula have a lot of fast cars, but I'm going to tell y'all something. Them boys over there are running with their street cars. I don't know. It's like it goes from bracket racing to pure street cars with tags and stuff. About every car over there running had a tag on it in inspection and sticking and all that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they call their street cars goddamn turbo, goddamn big as my head, and goddamn pouring a 5 gallon can in that motherfucker. That's what they call a street car.
Yeah. That's about the truth. But it was a true street, full interior street car. Nothing cut out of it though. They running. I will say this, them boys is flying. So if you go over there, you better have your shit together, because they're rolling.
Okay, Walker. I'm going to open Danny Boy up, let him talk on his show, about his show. You did a good promotion for him. 501-0913. Danny Boy.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, Danny Boy?
What's going on, all the grudge racers and grudge racer fans out there, promoters and everybody, man? We really appreciate everybody that came out and supported us. We had a little damp on the show. The weather didn't just hold up like we wanted it to. But that guy that do that track, man, we do owe him a whole lot of thanks, man. It rained. It didn't only rain, man. We had hail. It rained and hail at the same time on the track. And in 2.5 hours, he had us back up, ready to go. And then we grew his race until didn't nobody want to go no more. I mean, where does that track go, man? It's a good track, man, to have a show. We're not trying to keep you off the start line. I mean, you want to come up there and get your best on. I mean, we kind of leave it wide open as long as, you know, everything's under control. And we're looking forward to doing it again, man. We're just going to pray for better weather, man, where we can really accommodate everybody, man. It was our first show, and we were glad to get it off, man, and everybody that helped us make it a success, man, we really appreciate it. But now we're looking forward to Holly Spring. We will be in the house, and, you know, we don't all act a fool over there. We're going to act a fool in Holly Spring. You know, I appreciate I giving me the platform, but the platform I really want to stand on right now, I want to stand on his ass over there in Holly Spring.
join the crowd. Danny Boy, you need to give special thanks to all them guys ran up down that track, helped the man drive that track off.
Yeah, man, the fans, yeah. I mean, man, that, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because you know what that tells us? That we as grudge racers, promoters, and racers, we need to take our fans serious, man, because they really want to see action. Man, the fans took their personal car. And the guy that's doing the track said that he could drive the track, but he actually needed to be,
He can trap it, but he really needs to be almost dry before he go out there on it to do what he needs to do. And the fans took their personal vehicles, man, and drove up and down that track, man, I know for at least an hour to help
drive.
Oh, yes,
they did.
Because
I'm
they
talking
don't
about, I'm talking about car loads.
But you know the baby mama drum and all that bullshit, man? You know, man, we need to speak more to, man, bringing action, man. Everybody support everybody, man. If these guys, a lot of people don't understand the pressure on a guy when he have a show. I mean, he have a lot invested in that show, and then rain come and the fans can't come. You know, you still don't spend a lot of money regardless, you know. I mean, and it ain't about the money, man. It's about doing all you can do to bring action. And once you do that, I mean, that's all you can do. I mean, those that come, you appreciate them. And those that don't come and want to come, you appreciate them too. You can't
jump
in this car and drive that far, you know. So, but just people wanting to come, I mean, we appreciate the people wanting to come.
I'll say this right here, Danny boy. That is probably the true mid-track for everybody. Because you get a little bit of Texas. You get a lot of Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, and you can get Mississippi and Alabama and maybe Georgia. I don't know, but possible. But if they make the trip from Georgia.
You can get Missouri and all them, Oklahoma.
I will tell you something. For a track that works, that's it.
And you can run both tires on that track.
That's true, and maybe somebody, maybe some promoters, myself, Malcolm, or Danny Boy, Eyes, or Squirrel, or somebody, we could come together and do a true major grudge festival there. Share the pot, you know, because it's enough room to do anything you want there.
Somebody got us on a speakerphone.
They didn't have some major events over there. I mean, they have packed about 4,000, 5,000 people on one side of that track. And it's another side that they didn't even open. And they clearing some more land out there.
Yeah,
so
I see that.
It's getting bigger.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, it can happen. It can happen. And it just take a little effort. But I will tell you this. Don't take no AT&T phone over there because you shit out of damn luck. You have a Verizon wireless or Straight Talk. You got AT&T, you ain't getting shit.
Yeah.
You got
Brent worked good over there. AT&T, you just got to, in certain areas on the track, it works in certain areas that don't. But you're not completely out of service.
You wireless internet. Yeah, you can get wireless internet, but as far as good phone service, no, Danny Boy, you're a damn lie. You ain't talking nobody over there. You can get some wireless internet, but AT&T, you can kind of leave that son of a bitch at home or leave it in the trunk of a car, a van, or a trailer. Because, hey, if you can't watch your wire and leave home, you might as well stay home then or buy your wire phone because you ain't going to do nothing with no AT&T over there. But that's the only thing. Go ahead.
Well, I sure was getting out. I got to talk on Facebook and everything.
Yeah, I could too on wireless, but I couldn't call nobody about it, though. And I want to say thank you to Eyes and his fiance, wife, whatever, stag mate, live in, coming along, Rhonda. She drove the hell out of that little Focus over there and drove me and Eyes, and they treated me with great hospitality, and I really enjoyed that. I appreciate the people who come by and checked on me and everything since I've been injured and stuff. And, man, I had a good time in Arkansas. I really, really did. Really did. Stuff.
Hell yeah.
That's what it's all about, supporting each other and sharing the love.
Hey, I'll tell you right now, the Mafia will be back to Arkansas. That's a promise.
Hey,
Yes. Yes.
You know, what grudge racing, I mean, everybody's event would be better if everybody would just, you know, just do all you can do. I mean, have a good event. And when you have another event, no matter what the critics say or those that trying to hate, they can't stop it. If you do your job, they can't stop you. If you put good in the game,
the game going to be good to you, man. You putting bullshit in the game, that's what you're going to get, man. You know, I don't care how big a promoter you is or how big time you is. If you just do your job, you know, and racers do their job and race, fans going to do their job and come and watch, man. I mean, it's just that simple. I mean, it ain't that hard, man. Everybody needs to support everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One show, if it's a Mike Hill show or a Jay Bond show or any big-time promoter show, and he have nine grudge races, and you have a show and you have nine grudge races, if I have a show and have nine grudge races, the fans going to enjoy all four of those shows the same, man.
I agree with that 100%. But I'll say this, and I know it. Everybody on the phone that know me, Sherman, Chris Ball, Brian Lowe, Marcus Moe, Tug, all of us, when we go to the track, it don't make no difference who event it is. If our shit running, we going to try something, even if it ain't right. We like to bring action because when we go places, we want to see something or we want to do something. And we love it when we go to a track that shit is popping off. Now, it hurt all us like hell that we ain't got but two cars in the camp that's running right now and that we can't really just go like we wanted to. I mean, we wanted to make the trip to Arkansas. Hell, we wanted to come to Hot Springs this weekend and shut it down. But we had a few problems. We working them out. Right now, we ain't got but, like I say, two cars in the camp that's running. But there's some hell going to be raised between them two cars. And I will give Eyes that credit. Wherever that little ugly fucker go, he trying to do the same thing that we do. He trying to find a race. It don't make no difference what it is. Hell, he going to try some shit that everybody else be shaking their head on. Hell, if there's anything I can ever do to support his race, hell yeah, I'll do it. Because I know he's a true grudge racer. Don't make no difference how many times you knock him down, that mother going to get back up and look for the next race. A lot of folks, they take one ass whooping, you don't see them on that hill. That's it.
They done.
And that, you know, and like just like my man was just saying, that's bad for the fans because they come out, and you might be their favorite racer. But yet and still, you ain't going to do nothing because, oh, you got your ass whooped two months ago. That's bullshit. Get it for what they can to see. You know, hell, I don't even like racing on my events. But I know that it's people that like to see the car go down the track, so I try to schedule me at least one race. But if I had my way, I wouldn't run none at my event because I'm too busy over here doing this or over there doing that. You know, DP man here, DP man there. You know, it's hard to do. It really is. But, yes, we all need to stick together. Don't put races on top of races. Support the races that you can. I mean, it ain't going to be possible for everybody to make every race. But, you know, them that you can and them that support you, yeah, best thing to do is try to support them. Hell, I get criticized and ridiculed about it. Hell, I remember I went down to the race down at Battlefield that they had, and I left that race there and went all the way to Yellow Bluff for another race, two races in the same day, trying to support. But we need to work together more. Hey, this is my schedule. Let me see your schedule, you know, and work it out like that so we can all support one another.
I think right now we counted the first part of this year. It's pretty good. It has been pretty good, you know, as far as everybody being able to work and help each other out on each race and stuff. And I look forward to going to every race that we can go to, that everybody at, due to the situation what happened with me. But it has allowed me to be able to travel a little bit. You know, I don't know if Mandrell's on the phone or not, but I drove 4.5 or 5 hours due to time and change one way or the other. But I went over there, and I went to support Mandrell, and my foot was hurting. You know, it was hurting worse than what it is now.
and it swelled up on me, and I couldn't, you know, I was laid out on your trailer, you know, and I had to take my shoe off because my foot swelled up real bad, and I was barely made it home, but I wanted to support his race and stuff, and I wanted to, and you know, a lot of people don't realize that, but I was in a lot of damn pain. My foot started bleeding back on bottom and top, but, you know, I wanted to show my support. You know, Brad Man told me, don't do that. Walker, don't do that. But, you know, I had in my heart I wanted to show him some love and support his race and stuff. And I went over there, and I stayed as long as I could tolerate the pain, and I said, I got to get back home because I don't want to stay on my feet and be in the emergency room and stuff because, you know, I'm still not out of the woods with this right here. I've been having some dead feeling in my foot, but, you know, that's a different story or whatever. But, you know, like Malcolm say, everybody support everybody, and if you can, and I think we're going to have – really, I think this is going to be one of the best years ever for grudge racing because right now this is where it's at. Bracket racing, index racing, pro mod is all secondary to grudge racing. Grudge racing is where it's at, and it's our job to take it even further.
Yeah, because the thing is, I don't know how many people on this phone is hearing this right now, but it's a lot of people that love to see.
We got a full show. Yeah. We got a full show, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that love to see it when two people stand there in the water box and counting their money or they going back and forth about what they finna do. They like that shit because it's action. Versus, like you say, bracket racing, hell, you pull up there and you turn the trans brake loose, and then the second or two later, he turned the heels loose, and they going down through there. Well, okay, that's racing, but it ain't action like this shit here where you can get up close and personal. And you see these people bending their money, so you know that they ain't finna go out there and just half-ass it. Man, they swinging for the fence. So,
what about the adrenaline on the sideline trying to get that race off? That's shit right there for me.
I love that. And
I would tell you something about what happened this weekend. It ain't nobody gave nobody no credit except for what I'm fixing to do. I will tell you this, Danny Boy, BET turned it up with that microphone. He outshined Willie Dawg because he talked enough shit to make his own self damn mad. And I tell you, I accommodate BET for the microphone. And if anybody want to ever have an open mic,
hands down, BET thing on that microphone. But one other motherfucker was on that microphone when BET was filming. That motherfucking 901 Witt was a crazy motherfucker on that song.
Oh, yeah. And you know something? That's what I like about Witt. Witt and them up there with the big boys. But, you know, when Witt and them took their GYS home and the Predator was in the trailer and Squirrel was tore up in the trailer, Witt, guess what? Witt brought it down to earth, and he come hung out with us regular racers, and he was right there with us. I mean, for the true street cars to whatever else was there, he was right there. And I said, that showed me something.
Hold on. Let me stop you right there, Walker. Now, you say that Witt is up there with the big boys. I say this. This is no disrespect to Witt and nobody else out there, but I don't think nobody really in the race game is bigger than nobody else.
Well,
so, I mean, you know, okay, you take Jim West, for instance. If you were going to say somebody was a big boy in the race game, I'd have to say Jim would be one of them because of the simple fact that they done had more trouble out of Turkey than anybody on the phone with that shit. But yet and still, they found a way to put that motherfucker back together and get out there and race. Now,
and
you out there racing, if you got a car on a trailer, shit, to me, you a big boy right then. I don't give a damn what it is because it costs money to do this shit. I mean,
right.
a small car, a street car, just to load up and go from Tuscaloosa to Columbus, you're going to spend, by the time you go over there and come back, you're going to spend over $300 in gas, nitrous, gas for your truck, you know, whatever else you got to have. Well, them guys with the little bigger cars, they're spending just about the same thing.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that you got a lot of guys that got the $50,000-$60,000 motors. And now I'm going to go back to what I was saying. They're not going to take the time to fool with the small guy. They're not going to come and say, hey, man, what can we do? You need to do this right here with your race. You need to stage before he do because he got a turbo. You need to let him burn down or whatever, blah, 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 blah. Quit did that. And a lot of them, like you say, and we all may be the same, but a lot of them won't take the time to fall back down to earth because they think they're up there on this plaque on this mountain and they too good to look back. But I give Wit all the props in the world. I'm going to tell you something. I got a lot more respect for that man. I've always had respect for him, but I got a lot more respect for him for what he done in Prescott, Arkansas. He could have went home with his other car, with some of the other cars, but he hung out with us till the end. And I was right there and he'll tell you, and you can see it on my video, and I got a lot of respect. A lot of people wouldn't have did that, but he did.
I tell you something else with Wit. I tell you something else with Wit. We're sitting in the staging lane when we got the race up with the turbo car. The turbo car wanted to run for X amount of dollars. I wanted to run for the X amount of dollars. Wit met us in the goddamn middle and put the money up. And goddamn went out there, and, hey, Wit was at my side. Wit went and put me in the tree. I mean.
Right, and like at King of the Hill, they didn't have no money to run. We come up with their pop. Wit, me and Wit were the first two. And I think Ives came on board.
Ives was the first motherfucker to put the 100 up. Then
well, me and Wit come second.
Well, bottom line, fellas, I think it's some great people in what we're doing. Yeah, and I agree with you, Walker. Wit is one of them. I done heard times that me and Sherman hadn't been on the phone, and people was, you know, bad-mouthing, oh, them boys won't do nothing. And Wit, you know, he took up for us. Oh, man, y'all got the wrong one. Oh, them boys are race. That's great. I mean, when we got people in the race.
Hey, Mal, yeah. You know why we had said that?
Why is it?
From this race 1 year ago a day, Sherman came off the fucking trailer, odd the money by 500, and ran a man. Straight off the trailer, never been to the track before in his life. The man got fucking heart, balls,
well,
and heart.
You know one thing about me?
I want to race. I ain't looking for no excuse not to race. Because when my car broke over there the last time in Hollow Springs, what I did, now, I went and got in the goddamn truck and went to sleep. I was sick.
Yeah.
I couldn't even drive back home.
There's one thing I can say about Sherman. Me and Sherman met behind some shit just like that right there. I was going one way. He was going another. He had a blowout. I hit him get straight. He was like, where you going? I told him where I was going. He was like, well, hell, I'm going to go with you. I didn't even know him for real. But when we got to the track, he was the same way back then as he is now. Hell, man, let's do something. I know he attempted too quick with me, but I tried anyway. I mean, that's just him. He liked to race. He liked to gamble. I mean, Brian Lowe, for instance. Brian the same way. Brian loved his fucking race. If he feel like he got a half a chance, Brian will do something stupid. But it ain't because he feel like he the baddest motherfucker in the world. He just like to race. That's just, you know, and that's all of us. I think that's what makes good racing, drag racing, team racing what it is, you know. We all got different personalities, and we love to race. We love what we do. And
I see that fucking eyes down on his ass, I go.
Yeah, y'all, for some reason, y'all, every time y'all see each other, y'all got to do something. Hell, I looked up one time. Hell, I thought y'all finna see who the shoe marvels the best. God damn.
I gave that joke a break because I didn't want to take a piss from
him. And see, Sherman, I hope your woman ain't on the phone. But when Sherman came to Holly Springs and dominated Don Mack, I looked over there with about five or six women, and Sherman walked by, and they were bumping each other. I believe it was Don Mack's wife, his daughter. They were bumping each other and nodding their head. I'm like, God damn. Hell, I believe everybody wants to go back home with Sherman.
Hey, Walker, don't be sweating my swag, man.
hey, Hold on, guys. We got a lot of
hands. Hey, man.
Sir.
Yo, what up, Brian?
Hey, 870-0273.
What up, man?
What up, man?
What's T-Mac, man? What's going on?
What's going on, T-Mac?
I don't know it, man. I want to come on, man. Thank everybody that came to support us and wanted to support us last week. I know I'm late coming on, but, you know, just want to let y'all know we appreciate it. You know, can't nobody tell y'all I won't travel. Y'all came down, you know, did y'all thing. And, man, I really want to let y'all know we appreciate it, man.
Hey, we love the place, man. We will be back. I mean, I told Danny Boy, I mean, that ain't another track. Paying another track in the out right now make you feel as home. So I'm gonna say that, and we'll be back.
Hey, I was sitting here listening for a few minutes before I hit the one button, man. I want to let Malcolm and Shiva stay and all them guys know, man. We gonna have to bridge the gap between Arkansas and Alabama, also. We, you know, we gonna have to come over there and support, you know, and do our thing. You know, we gonna race once we get up. We gonna race somebody. You know, and then maybe one of these days they'll come over and, you know.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Like I said, right now, Chevy's thing is down. It's on his way back. Both of the Grand Prix is down, but we working on them. Only car we really got going is Brian's car and two of the little S10, and we working on the little S10 as we speak, trying to get it, you know, where it need to be. But once we get everything up and running, you can bet your bottom dollar, man. That's one thing that I can say about all of us. We love to travel, man. We love to go places. It ain't just about the racing. We like to travel. Hell, me and Sherman have just hung out together just for GP, you know. So
right.
It's racing and traveling. Hell, we love that shit. And, you know, yeah, it hurt us that, you know, eyes and them, in a sense, they got a leg up on us. They got a chance to make a trip that we didn't get a chance to make. So, you know, we coming. We just ain't together right now to do it, but we coming. We going to go up there and support y'all. I know that y'all will probably make it down this way one day. I mean, like you say, it is a gap between us because that's a nice little ride. But we going to do it.
I fully understand why I see you, man, when you're down, man. I fully understand that thing.
Hey, it'd be well worth it on both ends. It'd be well worth it.
But I'm going to say this right here, I. You outrunning, but I'm going to give you a run for your money for Grid Race of the Year. You better believe that, and you know that. So, when I come out, you know I got a lot of ground to make up. So, be well.
Well,
don't take
it
personal when I tap you on the shoulder now.
Now,
I didn't want a race.
Yeah.
I'm going to get about 4 races in this weekend. So I'm going to have about 12 races under my belt before I come to holiday.
Well, all right. Well, it won't be long.
But, hey, Sherman, tell them. 1 weekend, we put, what was it,
722 miles.
In 1 weekend, drag racing.
2 different tracks.
So yeah, we want to come up there because that's somewhere we ain't never been before. And everybody, like I say, everybody on the phone that know us, they know when we get there, we gonna try something.
Yes, sir.
So,
even if it's wrong.
Yeah, even if it's wrong.
Even if it's wrong. Some shit work out for you, some shit don't. We got to do it and find out.
And from what I've seen up there in them Texas boys, you don't know what the hell was wrong or right. Them damn street cars they got. Shit. But they got a little class they call the King of the Hill with on 26s. Must be pretty right because the champ, he's running. And stuff. But I think we all doing good. You know, in something, I'm trying to figure out and find out. I'm trying to get a TV deal with this Grudge Racing on the talk show. I'm trying to figure it out. And I don't know. It may take a combination of everybody doing it on one show. I don't know. But I'm working on that right now.
Hey, Walker, you need to name it Drag Racing Wise.
Hold on, man. That goddamn walk, he done got into selling food. Goddamn LED lights. motherfucker selling nitrous kids, filling bottles, filling. And now
he's doing everything but racing.
And how to get eyed woman to scratch your back at the track. That's the top thing. Because that woman got some hell of a damn hands on her eye. She's scratching in when she, in Arkansas. Well, you didn't know it, though.
Hey, you're going to get locked up, man. She already done fired you. You're going to get locked up.
Hey, Walker, it ain't going to be no good you bring that wheelchair with you. You're going to bring a stretcher with
you. See that?
That runner got some hands on her, I'm telling you. Boy.
And he don't do one of them Xanax. Mute my mic.
I better cut him off, Nutty. Nutty, I better hit this egg button now. You better do something. No, hey, T-Mac, you through with your little saying about your show and shit? T-Mac. You must sleep over. All right, we got a couple of hands up. Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know if he's still on or not, but hey, man, on my track owner, man, I was trying to get him on, but on behalf of D&D, man, and Jackie Lewis, the owner of Prescott, man, we just want to say once again, man, on behalf of D&D and Jackie and, you know, a lot of our members y'all don't ever hear from, but they normally on the phone, but I want to make sure y'all know that Each member of D&D, man, really appreciate it. If any of them out there and would like to come on and say something, man, just if you
and
would, give them a
load. It's a shitload of. Boy, one truck, that damn truck got a lot of followers. I promise you that. Y'all doing something good, Danny Boy. Y'all doing something good for the game. But I still goddamn want to try Cam in that fucking arm wrestling match.
Yeah, we want to see Mr. Slap-A-Hole. That's who we want to see, Mr. Slap-A-Hole himself.
Slap-A-Hole. Hey, Walker done told the man, you the motherfucker got in jail, goddamn slap your old lady.
I'll tell y'all what, that guy Will Raise, man, and he's having a few problems now, but he's trying to get in the line now. And y'all will hear from him.
I ain't never heard of him.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
I just got a text message, man.
Oh, shit.
Somebody asked him for the hit. You got the back tie, Green Goblin. You had a back tie, Green Goblin. Yeah, he'll text me. You thought I was going to call you out? You got the back tie, Green Goblin. On the 12th, what you want to do?
I'll give you the back tie.
Are you going to give me the back tie?
Yeah, dude.
I'll take it.
He said 275 or 20s.
No, that ain't going to work.
I just miss it with you all ago when you mess with eyes.
I just seen
it. Hey, over here, Jim Wynn. I don't want them troubles.
That ain't Jim West. That's Jim West. Hey, big guy, way to go. That's why I told Jim West, and I'm at this hotel up here in Tupelo. I've been drinking some of this draft beer. But I told Jim West, he got to grow him some nuts. Stop goddamn loving every damn body. Hell, if you gonna goddamn race somebody, why goddamn love them the day before the damn race? Shit.
Walker, he can love folks and race them too.
Yeah, hey, Jim West got goddamn trust on him now. That motherfucker will go. Fuck you talking about.
I know he will.
I just had to put.
I love me some Jim.
Hey, hold on, I'm gonna get the Gold Dust crew on. Y'all hold the show down for me.
Yeah, Sherm.
What's up?
On them Xanax and lower tail and all that high power chip. So, you know, he know his ass sometimes. He don't know no better.
I know Walker ain't talking about nobody. His favorite word, and stuff. We got this and stuff. And stuff. What is in stuff?
Walker, you ready your car?
Where that bitch at?
about to answer to.
Get your phone right. April 12th, I'll be there. Hey, Antoine.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show, Antoine. I got you on this pool.
Hey,
show
how everybody doing?
We all good, dog. Waiting on Saturday. What about yourself?
Yeah, where Brian Lowe at? Where's Brian Lowe at?
Brian Lowe on here?
Are we going to do something, Brian?
Oh, shit.
His phone is still off. Brian been out about 10 minutes.
Brian fell off. Malcolm out here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Can you speak for Brian?
Let me call and get him on the phone. Hold on.
Okay. We still going to do something like that?
Yeah, we're going to try something. I got to run Brian first, though.
Okay.
Oh, Brian, let me see how everything go. Hell, Brian might peel the top off my head. I don't know. I doubt it, though. hold on, man. We got a word from the Crud Racer of the Year. Let me get him on. Mr. Witt. 901 Witt. God damn, you hit the one button, Witt.
Yeah, Brian here.
Hello? Okay. Go ahead. What up?
Brian. What's going on? It's Antoine. I'm just trying to check and see what we're going to be able to do something. Antoine, Goldust.
Oh, yeah. After I can do running second, ain't that hurt? No, man. We'll see.
Okay, I respect.
Everybody know I ain't got no problem with running. You know what I'm saying? So you already know that. So
yeah, I respect that. Yeah, you man, you work. Okay. Just checking.
Hey, Brian, can you give a weekend was down in Canton? I mean, we ain't talk about that race. I didn't get to go down there and support it. I was a tired motherfucker after that Arkansas trip. I ain't gonna lie. Can you tell everybody about the Canton race? Or you or Antoine can?
Yeah, it was pretty good, you know what I'm saying?
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Witt, what's going on?
Can you hear
me
now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Hey, let Brian Lowe tell everybody about the Canton race, then I want to let your input about your trip to Arkansas come in, okay?
Yeah, I had a good time down there, whatever. Like I said, a lot of guys down there wanted to race or whatever, That was my first time, seeing some of them guys down there, but, it was a good race, and I had a good time down there.
Okay. Did they treat you like at home down there, Brian?
Yeah. They treat me real nice down there.
Yeah. Okay, let me get a man who put the show on. I'm going to get him and let him give everybody his thanks and shit because I know they had one hell of a show down there because I've seen the videos of it. Don Mack.
Hey, Matt.
No, I didn't call him.
Hey, I'm going to go on mute 1 second. Let me see.
All right. Okay. Don Mack. 6733. Mike's open. I'm gonna leave his mic open, and then I'll come back to him. Hey, Witt.
Yeah, I'm back.
Hey, Witt. Hold on. All right, let everybody know about our trip to Arkansas, Witt. Hello. We ain't paying attention. I'm going to be like BET. I ought to hang your ass up, goddammit. But, hey, Antoine.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel down in Canton? What went down in Canton? Can you give everybody a rundown and how you like the event down there? We had dropped off again.
We had a real nice time. Like I said, at first, and
At first, they would think, you know, think about what going to throw the show. But like I said, we told Brittany and everybody, you know, to go on and throw the show because the weather was going to get good. But overall, we had a good time. Like I said, we had a little trouble getting down the track and everything. But it was some, you know, nice grudge racing going on. Like I said, Brian showed his ass down there. And we can't do nothing to respect that. We had a good, you know, good time. But overall, it turned out to be a real nice show. Real nice.
Real nice.
Yeah. Can you tell them what kind of class they had down there for everybody out there?
They had a 275 class, and that was basically the main, you know, the main class. And they gave away money. Junkyard gave away money, and I think it was, if I remember correctly, it was like 7-8 cars in the class, and That's basically it, you know, for the ones, you know, that had 28, 29, and 75-inch slicks, you know.
That was a whole lot of grudge cars in there, wasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of grudge cars in there, yeah. That basically what made
grudge.
Class up the grudge car. A lot of grudge cars. That basically what made the class up.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know Chris called me. Brian must have took the whole goddamn South up. Goddamn Terrell called me. Goddamn Chris called me. They come to Holly Springs. They want to dig off in his ass right along with me.
Yeah, Brian showed his ass down there. He was getting down the track. You know, you can't fault a man for that. He was doing his thing.
Yeah, that goddamn Freddy Krueger working, huh?
Yeah, but down on his ass, I must go when I see him in Holly Springs. I got to sprinkle some dust on him. I got to sprinkle a little dust on him.
All right, we got a hand up. Let me see. 662-6702.
What's up, Iron?
What's going on?
Shit. I wanted to know, I seen on Malone talking about he wanted to run Richard. Think that race is going to happen Saturday?
I don't think he want to run him with the Camaro, but I think he's bringing a car set like Richard to run.
Is you still gonna run gold this Saturday?
Do what now?
Y'all still gonna run gold this Saturday?
Right now we're locked in with Brian Lowe, and we gotta get that out the way and make sure everything's okay. Then we're gonna go to the next. I'm not racing right. One time in town, that's for sure. But let me get Whit back on. I'll see you back on. I hope he don't fall off again because he won't be able to get back. All right,
man. Go on to meet my phone, then. I'm at work.
Okay.
Yeah, what up, Al?
What's going on, Whit?
Malone ready?
You got the floor.
Malone ready?
Yeah, he ready.
Oh, well, I'm sticking the motor back in the present now. We heard it Sunday. He's putting it back in now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Get on
the tell everybody about your little weekend.
Malone sitting on go.
Oh, okay. Good. I got fucked up with you over there. That's what happened.
You got fucked up. Hold on. I didn't put you in the fire first now. What? I mean, you got fucked up all day, Whit.
Yeah, I got fucked up over there fucking them folks.
Now all I know, you damn near beat Squirrel to the 60-foot when they left on that damn pro mod.
Yeah, Squirrel shit, transmission went out of some bullshit, I don't know. But it was a good race over there. Arkansas put on a good race. They treated us with a lot of hospitality. We had eyes over there trying to go a little bit, and BET hyping the crowd up, bringing motherfuckers out the bushes. Arkansas and them goddamn cooking them goddamn fried turkey. And, we had a good time. The track was real good over there, Antoine. Y'all like that track over there, Antoine. The gold dust looked good going down that motherfucker. They had the track prep real good, a lot of glue and stuff. So, you know, like I said, the guy over there who owned the track, he did everything he could to make sure we was, the track was safe and make sure we could get down the track. And when it rained, they dried it. They just treated us, just grudge-friendly track. Like I said, we enjoyed ourselves over there with them guys. Bunch of people we didn't know, and they didn't know us, but they heard about us. And we just showed them that we was approachable, you know, let them know that they hear us arguing and fussing on these shows and shit, and a lot of people think we ain't approachable, but they found out when we got over there, we nice, we good guys, and we just like racing. So
hey,
hell of a race, man. Yeah. Y'all go over there and support them guys. They got a good track.
Hey, Whit.
What up, I? But don't bear with eyes, goddammit, if you go over there. I can tell you that. Or squirrel.
Hold on a minute,
yeah,
Whit. Goddamn, Mustang Walker gave Big Props to VET, said he was in a running with Dog on the mic. But goddamn, Whit, you talked a lot of shit on that motherfucking mic, too, boy.
Yeah, when BET got to go film and shit, get on there and talk some shit. And like I said, yeah, I want to tell Mustang Walker, he was over there with us. I forgot to mention him, but he was all in the action too. He me, Mustang Walker, Eyes, and all of us got a pot up. Goddamn it, for one of the races for Arkansas, we the one put the damn pot up. That's how bad we want to see some race. But like I said, man, we all came together and worked together. Even though BET, goddammit, and I, goddammit, don't like each other, but I was finna whoop BET over there. But everything came about and everything was straight, man. We all came together.
I would say that. That little something bitch made my day over there. I ain't gonna lie to you. That something bitch said that. Hey, there's a lot of
stuff. Yeah, y'all look like brothers. If y'all ever look at them two motherfuckers, they look like brothers.
Fuck you, BET. I'm
serious.
That little something bitch said. There's a lot of superstars in the game, in the grudge game. Y'all got to meet three of them tonight. Me, Whit, and Eyes. That something made my day, Whit. I ain't going to lie to you. That little something made my day then, right there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what,
BET, Whit, I just talk real good about your stuff on here. But you like I told the guys, Whit, and stuff. I said a lot of guys up there on the big end, sort of like where you at, and stuff. Don't drop down. They don't pay the little small time guys no attention. But you did do that,
right?
And I really got my attention. And man, I really appreciate that. Like I said, we got a little pot up together to get some racing going on. And man, that did a lot for me and stuff and all.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it, Mustang. You know, like I said, we just try to make the best. Like I said, y'all just don't know where we came from, you know. We used to be hanging out with Antoine and them all in Canton. All of us used to be together racing and stuff. We ain't just come from the top, you know what I'm saying? We even came from the bottom to the top. So, you know, I mess around at the bottom, too. You know, the bottom just like the top. It's if you're racing or not. If you ain't
you
racing,
start somewhere.
You ain't making no noise. And that's on you. That's why I try to tell a lot of you guys, you ain't got no more race. And motherfuckers going to start putting you on the top. They're going to put you up there once you got them to cut that bug, man.
That's exactly right.
Man,
we had fun over there. We had fun.
A $200 grudge race over there this past weekend. Motherfucker, that was not an empty seat in the damn stands or nowhere. That goddamn stadium lane was full, boy. On a
$200
grudge race.
Yeah, a $200 grudge race just like a $3,000 grudge race. It don't make no difference.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you gonna feel the same. A free grudge race now, a zero grudge race is different from a $200 grudge race because you ain't got nothing up. Well, you got some money up, shit. You trying to go.
The damn fans didn't know no better. I mean, they thought that was a goddamn $10,000 grudge race, man. There wasn't an empty damn spot in there. BET and Whit was on the mic, boy. It was hyping the shit out of that motherfucker.
Hey, I got somebody want to holler at you right quick. I have 902 that want to holler at you.
Hey,
what's up, I?
What's going on?
What's up, man?
What up?
What's he got going? Cross-eyed. What's up, cross-eyed?
What the hell you on 902?
You cross-eyed. You cross-eyed, You want to
what the hell you on, boy?
I'm trying to see what you still cross-eyed, because they said them boys been spanking on you. They say you lost six in a row. I'm trying to make sure you guys damn still had oil pressure.
Yeah, they whooping the hell out of me right now. I'm 7-0. I'm at 0-7. I don't know what the hell you talking about. I'm
0-7. 0-7, you need to come by one of these motors.
Yeah,
you know what it sounds like to me?
Oh, we just need to come buy one of them other.
I got three more. Now, I don't be no payment plan. But we got three more left.
Yeah.
They all around, though. But you, we've been selling them motors. You better watch out what you grab hold to. Think your eyes crossed it. Think your eyes crossed it up. What's around get stuck on you. All right.
Yeah.
What's going on, all right? Yeah, what's going on?
Call.
Hey, pop them on here. Pop on there. Just pop on the show.
Yeah, flop on here. Yeah, flop on here.
I ain't say no flop. I said pop.
Oh, what's
up?
Pop.
What's up, 902?
Yeah, he on.
What's
here.
Up? What's up, pop? Hey, flop
what's
on here too.
On?
Flop, you on flop?
Yeah, flop
what
on.
What about flop? Flop on?
Yeah, he's
what's up,
his mic's open.
Flop, what's up, Wish? I know you hear me.
Yeah, I hear you.
Ah, okay. Now you can't say what's up to a nigga. What's happening?
No, shit, I was laying up
with nine
and I heard.
Hey, no,
no.
We don't
need that
word on this show now.
Look, man, what's up, Flop?
I don't know.
Don't get beat up. When I see you, don't get beat up, man. I know you got the little show and thing. Don't get beat up when I see you. I know karate, man.
I hear you. I'm just telling
yeah,
you.
Dude,
just keep it respectful.
I'm respectful, but I still beat you up. They ain't got nothing to do with the show. What they got to do with the show?
I ain't worried about that. A streetcar just fucked me up Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Hell, fuck both of us up.
Sure did fuck me up, too.
Yeah, fuck me up, too, goddamn. You want to draw on me with another streetcar, won't they break? I think you and Fat Sam ought to get down.
What's up?
Boy, we got a lot of mics open. Awful quiet on this motherfucker. There's a shitload of mics open.
Well, let me say here why. Let me say this. Even though we're going to tear off in y'all ass this weekend, I got to say this, y'all. I'm proud of you. You done came a long way.
Yeah. I appreciate it, man.
Yep, from the first time, man, we hooked up over there in Columbus. You remember that? We were going to run that night. Y'all had that old, what was it, 66 mile. Yep.
Yeah, I remember that motherfucker.
Yeah, we came a long way since then, man.
Yeah, you ain't lying. You ain't lying. I done came way a long way. I ain't gonna lie to nobody.
Yep.
Hey, I got one hell of a team behind me, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. They let me do a lot of shit that a lot of people would never let a motherfucker do with their shit.
Well, I mean, you know what? With that being said, me and my wife was talking about it the other day. I said, you know, me and you got to be probably two of the luckiest fuckers it is in the game right now. Because, yeah, you got a hell of a team behind you, even though you keep them fucked up. Now, you keep your team fucked up. But, hell, I got a hell of a team behind me, too.
Hey, I put it this way. Yeah, 2014 is a little rough starting off with. But, hey, 2013, we had one hell
it's
of a
all
team.
Getting ready to get better.
2012, basically it was me and Jim West and Trey and Rhonda on our own. We had one hell of a season with us. I mean, we're just having a damn.
Y'all had more fun then with a little old small nothing in the car motor. What y'all went that year? About 16, 17 or something?
No, we went 22 and 5.
22 and 5.
With a fucking
car. What was it? A little 4.6 with a set of damn out of the box heads.
Yeah. Hey, but that bitch had a load of nitrous on that motherfucker Jill West hat. Loaded hat.
I know he was gonna tell the truth. Hey, mom.
Yeah.
Heads on. They put out the box. They had a shitload of work done to them. That's about it.
Well,
I tell you what, that was probably the best time that y'all ever had, because hell, I don't remember that car really giving y'all a whole lot of trouble back then. You know, I don't care, you
that
was,
hey,
all we did was change oil.
The last 2 weeks of the season, we had to put a head gasket on, but that's it. And hey, we was spraying a house on that motherfucker too, boy.
Brian said he knew the truth was gonna come out.
Hey, it would instantly all 300 on that motherfucker right there. Hey, Brian, he seen the back end of that motherfucker plenty of times.
We had 300 on state kit. Good God almighty.
How much y'all had on it?
Six.
A lot.
God,
hey, I just put it this way. That one tire, the plate had 400, and the fogger we had on it was maxed out.
Damn. That bitch never smoked, never did nothing.
God. Hey, how many shows did we make with that motherfucker note?
Man, I'm telling you, that's why I say, you know, back then, it was racing for everybody. I mean, it was nice, man. I come over there fool with y'all. I wouldn't get home till like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, leaving Aberdeen.
Man,
I remember
sometimes we have our last grudge race at 6 o'clock in the fucking morning over there.
Yeah. Man, it used to be some wild stuff happening over there, man. I mean, you never know. Somebody might strike out running on foot over there.
Hey, Malcolm, they
opened
it back up.
Man. I mean, we had some good times over there, which every time, like I say, you know, yeah, you and Sherman, every time y'all get on the phone together, face-to-face, y'all got to argue or something. But it ain't never nothing personal.
Yeah, but
Sherman
finally told me what it was. He got to get me before I get him. So now on, I got to get him before he get me.
Well, now, you know, we've been figured that out, because if you get just a slight crack in the window, his own. You finna start, y'all.
Yeah.
We already know that, so. But now you've been picking on Brian. I don't care. Brian win, you pick on him, and he lose, you pick on him. That's why I can't wait to see what's going to happen Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that rag the hell out of Brian, though. But, hey, he's still my buddy. I talk to him just like I talk to any motherfucker in the world.
Hey, that son of a bitch come a long way, too, now in the past 2 years.
Oh,
man, let me tell you something. I remember when Brian had a, what was that old cutness? Man, Brian would come from that cutness. Man, he'll empty 3 or 4 nitrous bottles by himself. Next thing hell you know, he done built him a Mustang. And oh, my goodness.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
What about the car that had all the wires in it? What was that?
Oh, man. Now, that was that Mustang at first. Man, he come up to the
had
beach
the
one
battery,
night.
Had the battery with a bunch of cards.
Man.
No. Hey, I never seen somebody so bad than fucking JJ and T. All Mill. I've never seen
that
damn
battery
so
in the flow bowl. No. We was at the beach one night, and I forgot who it was Brian was in the room. But when he crunked the car up, he turned the nitrous on, and he hit the button. And that joker hit real hard. Boom! And he said, hey, check, see if that fuel pump on. The fuel pump wasn't running. So they said, no, Brian, the fuel pump, the nitro pump ain't on. That joker reached over and grabbed a bunch of wires in the floor and just started shaking them and saying, is it on now?
Hey,
and when it came, he said, yeah, it's on. He said, okay, let's go, y'all.
Hey,
Malcolm, I'm gonna try to make
a
race, man.
All of them came a long way.
Well, yeah, the 12th is shaping up to be a real good show, man. We got a bunch of guys talking about coming out of Louisiana. I got a call about some boys coming out of North Carolina. It's a shitload of them coming out of Georgia. I mean, it's probably going to be more Georgia folk there than it is anybody. I talked to Fletcher the other day. He told me that they were bringing two cars with them, and they were trying to get Chris Denson over there, and I think all of that is due to Brian Lowe down at Canton down there. But, I mean, it's going to be a big weekend for drag racing over this way on the 12th. We got a party going on the night before at McKinstry's. So at the party, I ain't going to lie, it was supposed to be more of a, like a meet and greet for some of the people that's coming in from out of town, you know, to give them something to do, you know, and we're going to talk a little trash on the mic at the party. But the party, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to swirl up right now. We thinking that we may have at least 400 people at the party, you know, from all the calls and texts and the inbox. So it's going to be a great weekend for racing. It's going to be a great weekend for racing. And we got some good matchups. My understanding, Charlie Rancher and the Punisher are going to go at it again. And then I was going to turn right back around with Keith Watkins and Chucky. Now, that right there is going to be big because them boys been at each other for 3 or 4 years. So that's got some big emphasis on that just because it's been so much, and not no bad tension, but tension between them. They've been talking about racing, and it's finally locked in. It's going to happen.
You're leaving one out, Malcolm.
What's that?
10-5 in Mandrill.
Oh, wait a minute. That's going to happen?
Yes, sir.
Well, I know he wants you bad or the hog won't slop. And at last I checked, you wanted him just that bad. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's steady getting bigger and bigger as we go. Them boys, they bringing a few street G-bodies from over there. I can't fight all of them myself, but we're going to fight till we give out. Let's see, Sherman and Hellboy, that's supposed to be a rematch that we've been long awaiting right there, but we don't know. We know how Hellboy do. He might blow up on the trailer on the way over here.
You ain't lying.
Been done before.
That motherfucker.
I said that just for you, Ad.
I know it. May have blown up on the way over on the interstate.
It won't be the first one.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's gonna be a great weekend for drag racing. Like I said, we're gonna do a 28-10-5 shootout. So, I mean, if I put it like this, anybody that comes to the beach and they can't get a race, I don't think they really want one.
I'm gonna say that too. I'm gonna say that also.
We got 660 foot of concrete. With walls, not guardrails. Don't get me wrong, I'm not down in nobody else's track, but I hear racers all the time that to say, well, you know, I don't like a guardrail track, or I like concrete. Well, Holly Springs, yeah, I would give them credit. That's probably the best track in the South. Holiday Beach ain't far from it. I mean, the track work, I think it's one of the tracks that I've seen that it really didn't matter, drag radio or slick. It was working because as y'all had the Punisher car there last year, y'all were on the radio, wasn't you?
Yeah, we was on the radio.
Yeah. And y'all didn't have a problem getting down the track, right?
A to B.
Okay, and Sherman and Brian Lowe, which Brian Lowe car, that's one thing I will say, Antoine, if you still on him, that's where he sort of had y'all by the balls at right there. Brian car working a driveway. I would say that about his car, Sherman car. Them boys' car works anywhere. So, yeah, if you're on a track that ain't that great, they gonna 9 times out of 10, you can have a bad day. Now, them boys' car works anywhere. But the beach is pretty much neutral. We ain't never just had an event up there and the track just don't work. The track usually works 98% of the time. We had one man to come up there. He was knocking the tires off, but he had his socks on upside down. I ain't going to call no names. But, you know, he had his socks on upside down.
Who be watching?
But, any of my out-of-towners that has never been down the track, if you give me a holler and you want to make a trip down the track, where we have staging set up, it's six lanes. We will have motorcycles in one lane themselves. We'll have just test and tune in two lanes, and then we will have two lanes also set up just for grudge racing. And then we'll have it to where, you know, if somebody needs to get to the front to make a shakedown, they're going to run somebody, come see me or one of the guys that's with me, and we'll get you to the front of the line and let you make your shakedown or whatever, see what the track like. So, because we don't want to hold nobody up from no kind of action. If you want action, we want you to be able to get it.
Right.
Anything that I can assist.
That goes for all them cars, all them locked-in grud races. Most of the locked-in grud races got time limits at Malcolm's race, so you better get there early.
That's right. Most of the grud races, that's right, Hayes. I'm glad you pointed that out. Most of them is locked in and run at least by 6 o'clock. But
and if you ain't there by 2 o'clock, you're going to be sending your ass out on the highway for a couple hours trying to get in that motherfucker.
That's another thing. He is right about there, too. The gates will open at 12. And my suggestion is that you get there between 12, 1, and 2. After 3 o'clock, we have had the line to be as far as 2 miles long outside the gate, people trying to get in. We also have some racers, Eyes, Sherman, Brian Lowe, Keith Watkins,
Ollie Rancher,
Dick Peters, all of those guys right there, what I like to call impulse racers. You ain't going to say too much to them too long. They subject the track open up at 12, I mean 2, to run, and at 2:15 they're in the staging lane ready to do something. So, yeah, you get there late, you can miss something. So, but once again, Holiday Beach, that's in Woodstock, Alabama. If you guys that want to put it in your GPS, 20105 Highway 11, Woodstock, Alabama, 35188. Okay, if you need any assistance, give me a call at 205-292-4448. Go on Facebook, Story Racing or Malcolm Story, either one. Shoot me an inbox or whatever. Any kind of way I can help any of my guys. It ain't just the out-of-towners, but anybody. Anybody I can, you know, assist you in any type of way, give me a holler and let me know.
Well said, well said. That's going to be one hell of a show over there on April 12th. Hold on just a second.
Oh, yeah.
I got a hand up right quick. He had his hand up for a while. 662-8962. 662-8962, you have something to say? I'm going to put him back on mute. He ain't got nothing to say. I don't guess. He didn't say nothing. I'm going to try one more mic right quick. 219-1065.
215-65. Okay. Hey, Al, who won the $15 in the third off?
I didn't do it tonight. I didn't really see no good one out there that I wanted to talk about on tonight's show. I mean, with this being so close to a big race, you know. So, try again next week, guys.
Well, and Jeff 10-5, let me get this straight.
Hey, baby, I'm stepping outside.
You coming out of retirement?
I'm coming out of retirement, man. I thought I was going to be out this weekend, but I got a phone call. I had to put my seatbelt on and sit back and buckle up.
sit in the corner with your lip poked out.
Hey, Jeff, who you running,
Mandrill? I won't run Mandrill. Mandrill, we already talked about it. We're going to get it on.
Jeff ain't did that since I blowed his ass out up there in Jasper.
Well, Sherman, you just might be on the list, so be careful what you say now.
Well, I hope I'm at the top of the list. Lock your ass in for the 12th.
I mean, I ain't forgot about you, Sherman. Just, you know, be careful now.
You better forget. You better act like you got that lead.
Hey, Sermon, I can't, man. It's hard, man. Every time you bring it up, I get mad here. We want to go to mute.
Well, you better just get mad and go back to mute. Go back in them bushes where you been.
Well, I done knocked them leaves off me now.
You knocked them leaves off?
Yeah, I knocked them leaves off me now, Doc.
Just need to knock the leaves off.
Hey, Malcolm.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
One thing about it, when that motherfucker had oil pressure, that motherfucker was going at the track car.
Well, yeah, I give Jeff that credit. I heard some people say, well, Jeff wouldn't race, he wouldn't go nowhere. Man, Jeff, when I mentioned that time we were going to make that Camp Hill trip, he was one of the first ones in line. And he raised so much hell down there in Camp Hill, them folks still call me and want to know, where is that loudmouth fella with them glasses? he went down there, and he was trying to get it to go, and he had a backfire, and that pretty much killed him, I think, just about for the rest of the season. But, you know, yeah, when Jeff got his car running and it right, he will try something.
Oh, yeah. That's why he parted them
off. We got a bunch of cars, like I say,
in the little clique that we run in. I
don't even know how to classify it because we sort of spread abroad, but, I mean, you got to think about it. The boys, D&D, Arkansas, you know, they are sort of highly on impulse. You got Squirrel and Wood and all them guys up on that end, and then you got y'all there in Aberdeen, Columbus area, Brian, Sherman, Chris, myself, over this way, and then we got some guys in Georgia. I mean, it's a bunch of us that will get down and will go and love to race. I say this, I don't know, we may not have none of them on the phone listening, but my hat's off to y'all other halves, because I know how time-consuming this racing can be, and if you ain't got a good woman that'll stand behind you and support what you're doing, and it's hell. So
right about
my
that,
hats
Mom.
Off. Yeah, my hats off to the guys out there that's got women that's, you know, got their back, because that's important.
Hey, the guys that got guys,
you know, still well. Yeah.
I got one more announcement too, Malcolm. When I get through with Mandrell Nut, I hope he does too. I'm going to take care of them 2 years he been whining.
You ain't going to do shit.
Oh, hell, now that almost turned into a fight last year.
Stop running your mouth. Get your shit together and stop saying this if shit and be sure of yourself.
And Malcolm, we've been arguing since 7 o'clock this morning.
That ain't no motherfucking lie. Them motherfuckers been arguing all day. But, hey, what I was going to say a while ago, Malcolm, right quick, we got a lot of people out of the South Mississippi, man. Them boys to go, too. Them boys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of people over in this area, period. Over there where y'all at, over here, it's a lot of people that will go. And like I said, my hat's off to all of you. I mean, everybody that's on the phone, I mean, you might not have a race car, but you're at the races every weekend. I mean, we can't do it without them people there, too. I mean, everybody had to play their part. My hat's off to everybody. Everybody that's, you know, like I say, watching the videos, listening to the shows. I mean, hey, like, go back to what I just said. We all came a long way. And, you know, I try to do my best to give back to the people. You know, I try to, when we have a show, I do my damnedest try to make it a success. It ain't just for me. It ain't just for the money. It's for the fans, because I like to see people smiling. I like it when I get them phone calls. People say, hey, man, that was one hell of a show. I enjoyed that. When y'all going to do another? I like that. And then I like how we're doing it right now. We all on the phone, chopping it up with one another. Ain't nobody want to kill each other. I mean, it's all race talk. And, you know, we can see each other at the track. We friends in the staging, I mean, in the staging lane, but once we cross that water box,
hold on, I got to say something. I'm going to electrocute 10-5. He on the road. I put him on standby. No, the governor ain't going to pardon this goddamn electrocute. Somebody going to get killed. Legally.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I got one more thing to say. Walker, you come to the track in that wheelchair, I'm going to take it and put it on the record.
Good God almighty.
Walker on mute. He had too much noise. I told him to go back to mute.
Yeah.
But, guys, once again, for y'all that's coming in from out of town, like I say, if there's anything I can do to help you out, point you in the right direction with motels, which I'm trying to get some work out right now to where I can get a discount. For, you know, a block of room. So, yeah, you know, give me a holler, 205-292-4448, or look me up on Facebook, Story Racing, or Malcolm Story. It's S-T-O-R-E-Y and not S-T-O-R-Y. So S-T-O-R-E-Y, Story Racing, look me up. If there's anything I can do to help any of y'all out, give me a shout. If you didn't remember the number, you got I's number, he got my number. I mean, the number's out there. It's in the world. You can get it. So, I's, once again, congratulate you on a good show. Good luck this weekend. I want both of you and Brian, both to be safe, make the trip A to B. That's one thing I really want to happen. I want y'all to go from A to B. I want both of y'all to cut the tree, and we just say who won, not no, well, I knocked the tires off of this and that. We need to get this one here over with. Get it on and get it over with.
It's been 3 years in this race here, man. Woo-wee.
Cling
to
it ain't going to take long to get it over with.
How long are you going to take to get it over with, Brian?
Not long.
A few seconds.
Brian talked like, you know, soon as y'all turn the train break loose, he talked like the winner going to be declared right then.
Oh, shit. I don't believe that shit.
Hey, when that train break turn loose on Friday, when I pump them brake lights, when you see them brake lights come on,
all I know then, Malcolm, I know I'm going to turn mine loose first, so I guess it'd be over with.
Oh, So you telling me if it came down to who left the tree first, then you know you automatically won that race. That's what you're saying?
Fuck yeah.
I doubt it.
Fuck yeah. You ain't never seen Brian Lowe beat me on the tree.
Well, they're gonna be the first time you get it. I'm a goddamn.
You might always see me with two car lengths on Brian before he moves. Hell.
Hey, you might turn that brake loose first, but I guarantee you, you won't be seeing my brake light at the sixth. I guarantee you.
Well, let me ask you this. And I ain't asking neither one of y'all. To tell on yourself, but I'm just hypothetically speaking. You think you're gonna have a better ET and mile an hour, or you just think you might just beat him on the tree, and y'all ET mile an hour might be close. I mean, what's your prediction on the race?
I'm gonna put it this way right here. I don't know nothing about Brian Carr. I don't know how fast Brian Carr is. But if it comes down to the tree to win the race, I'm going to win that motherfucking race. If our car faster than Brian, his ass going to be gapped. Point blank simple.
So, you don't know one way or the other what could be what, but you just know that you're going to beat him on the tree.
Yep.
You don't know if your car is faster than his or not.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Okay, Brian, your turn. How you feel? Do you feel like your car might be faster or?
I know I'm faster than him. I don't know where I passed his car here, but I know I'm faster than him. And I'm going to say this right here. The race going to be over with at the 50, and at the 330, the race really going to be over with. At the 330, I'm going to have space between the 330, I promise.
Oh, shit. You heard that, I. Now, the last man that came on. The last man came on the show and said that. He did it. That was 250. 250 said at the 200-foot mark, it was definitely going to be over with him and Brown Sugar. Well, it didn't work out exactly like he thought it would. He thought he was going to be in front at the 200-foot mark, but Brown Sugar crossed the line about right there. 250 was right.
Hey, Brian, you on back at the station 330?
Hey, Malcolm, by the time that race over, it'll be on Facebook. I promise you that.
Oh, yeah, this is – now, make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen of the race world that can hear this. This is probably one of the biggest races of the year right here.
Yeah.
Brian DeLoe and Freddie and Eyes and Chucky. That is going to be one of the biggest races of the year right there. I don't care how this race will turn out.
And both of them is killers.
Yeah. So this right here is probably going to be worth just the price of admission by itself. This is a huge race. Huge.
Hey, and for anybody out there, I got that 300-200 on that gap. I got that 300-200 on that gap for anybody that won't take that bet.
Look at
you. Chiron, your mic. Chiron, your mic.
You don't hear that, do you? Yeah, there's 3-2 for anybody on their phone that want it. I'm betting on the gap. I ain't with betting on the I'm betting on the gap.
Wait a minute, man. Hold on. You ain't even betting on the W. You just betting on the gap?
I'm betting on the gap.
Yeah.
Okay. Chiron.
Hey, my 300 or anybody on their phone 200 that got their wit chunkies, I'm betting on the gap.
Good God,
and I'm gonna send my money by Malcolm. I ain't gonna even be there. I got to go out of town, but I'm gonna send my money there. So the money will be there at the track. It will be good. What you wanna do, I? You know what, I? Two to four for you, I.
Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing.
I'm gonna lock you in for 200.
He got a gap.
All right.
He got a gap. All right, Walker, yeah. You said 200. Hey, Mustang Walker, don't get back in them bushes now, boy. I'm talking to you.
100 on 200. Yeah, your 200
gets
my 100.
I'm gonna send $600 with you over there, Malcolm. Lock them clowns in. All
it's
right.
Locked. It's motherfucking locked. I'm back in the goddamn mafia. We finna fuck Brian Lowe up. Goddamn.
He ain't finna do
nothing. How you gonna get back in the mafia?
Yo, Richard, what I'm saying. Look at him. Not even one time you trying to come over here. We're watching that ass.
Scott Milton and Jordan on this goddamn motor.
Man,
Man, go somewhere, Walker. Go get in the bush. Go get up. Go get under the bed and cut the lights off and go get under the bed.
When I tell you, me and BET truck fish come out, you, man, I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm going
man,
to bush.
Anything you come out with, you got the back half of life.
Hey, sir, you ain't got no money in his pocket.
He got $34,000. Man, take one of them zeros off of there, man. Stop for that.
What time is it?
You done shot yourself in the foot. You know you're going to
have
$34,000 and
0 cents. Hey, Walker, take a picture and put it on Facebook, Walker.
Hey, Sherman, that's the medicine talking.
Yeah.
I'm falling out right motherfucking now. I'm tired of goddamn show. But Sherman, I'm gonna tell you what, you got the prettiest little baby in the damn world, boy. That's the sweetest little baby.
Hey,
that's a team Aberdeen baby though. She gonna be team Aberdeen little girl.
Hey, Walk, you gonna come around, get your head split.
You won't get your head split, Walker. That's the medicine he on, man. I don't do but two things, and I'm good at both of them. Hey, Walker, I got some sperm, man. You want me to tell you something?
No, I got too many right now in the damn way. Shit, no.
Them little possums. You got them little possums.
What you need to sell them is a damn gun case.
Sherman,
that was dead and wrong right there. Told that man he had little possums. You wrong.
Let me get BT on the phone.
You wrong for that, man. We're gonna have to find you heavily for that one. We're gonna have to put him in the corner.
I just posted the paper.
Walker, if that man gets a goddamn Holly Frame, we're giving the back tie with the King of the Hill car on 26.
We're getting back tie and the break.
Hey, Walker, that sure is a long way from 24,000, man, because I'm down past 100s. I see 50s and 20s.
Hey, I'll bring your car down to 12.
They want to get out there soon.
This man trying to lock y'all in for the 12th. I'm trying to lock him in for this weekend. He ain't ready yet.
Well,
when he get old fresh, he didn't tell that motherfucker to talk. Still didn't tell him to go through.
What you gonna do on the 12th?
What you wanna do, goddamn, this weekend?
I got work this weekend, man.
Well, we ranked him this weekend.
I'll get your ass.
Oh, I ain't hard to find.
Hey, I know. I'm going to get a hold of the check out here, too. When Brian, a little bit of that Brian ain't going to leave.
Huh, bro.
Oh, okay. Okay. You've been saying that for 2 years.
Hey, now you're going to see.
You've been saying that for 2 years, so well.
No,
hey, I'm not.
Yeah. Well, we bring all the goddamn guys out of the woods. All right, ain't we? Hey, guys, on a serious note, I want to take a minute or two to goddamn, I want to thank Jay Barnes for letting all this right here to happen. I mean, he took me in like family. And, yeah, I do represent Grudge Inc. to the heart. That's for everybody out there that don't think I'm Grudge Inc. But, hey, I'm Grudge Inc. to the heart. Thank you, Jay Barnes, for letting us have this show tonight. I got one more thing to do.
Right quick.
205-0217. Block. Hold on, man. Let me send a text, man. Walker, hold the show down right quick. I'm trying to get Flop on the phone.
All right, then. But like my man say, it's just gonna be a natural disaster this weekend in Holly Springs.
Damn, did you fall out walking?
T-Mac.
Hey, somebody hold down the show right quick when I try to get Flop on the phone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I can truly say this. It's going down this weekend at Holly Springs. If you miss this, man, you're going to miss a show. And you, if you miss this, you can't catch it. And Malcolm, sir, I promise y'all that.
I think them going to be two pretty good shows this weekend. Like I say, just the race between Brian and Turkey alone is going to be worth the price of admission right there. And then do we have anybody else that's locked in up there for this weekend?
Yeah, we got all kinds of kids. The Mafia's going to asses this weekend, man. We even going to the 901 asses.
No.
Yes, sir. Locked.
Well, I said it again.
And two goddamn health races, the Punisher and the goddamn Love Truck, gonna get Arkansas asshole. Well, actually, I done changed it up a little bit. I ain't going to the asses. I'm going to the mouth.
That's real explicit, ass.
I'm going to the mouth. They can just drop down on the knees when that motherfucker take off from the line.
Good God Almighty.
Yeah, it's going down. One rate going down at 7 o'clock, the other one going down at 8:30. The Mafia versus Arkansas, round 6-7. We got a hell of a grudge going on.
Hey,
yeah.
By 9 o'clock, you're going to be 0-10.
Yeah, I might be. So you going to be 3 times?
Damn.
You
God damn.
Hey, man, who's behind over here? What below it?
He on here somewhere.
Hey, AI. Yeah.
Below, come on.
You going to make history?
We was on the phone earlier. Get how they going to try to come at you. Going to try to run you 4-6. Said Freddy Krueger gonna come out until the nighttime. I told him, I said, you ain't see Freddy Krueger with them shades on. He gonna think it, dog. He still gonna get his ass
wet. Yeah, but Freddy Krueger can't get me because I don't go to sleep.
We're gonna see.
Hi, girl.
I'm Chucky. Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
That's right.
Oh shit.
We will have that little sawed off motherfucker walking around trying to enforce some bullshit. With his little camera. Yeah, we will have BT in the house, old little ugly motherfucker.
There you go. Leave it alone, man.
But I was gonna give big thanks to Flop. My birthday was last Sunday. The man went out and bought me a damn brand new helmet. I'm tickled to death with this motherfucker. I told you I got one hell of a team behind me. Hey, you done worked hard, get the cars ready for this show. And I like to get a big shot. We got a couple more minutes left of the show. Y'all can carry on whatever y'all want to do, hang this motherfucker up or whatever. I'll see y'all Saturday.
No, well, you got to close the show out, man.
I will tell y'all this right here.
Hey,
I good
on all Friday, coach.
Hey,
we'll be back on tomorrow night on my show. Tell it up, Mustang Walker, Brittany. Tell it on Friday. We will continue the conversation. And like I say, we got a hell of a weekend planned for us. 29th to Holly Springs, the 12th, April 12th at Holiday Race Mate, Woodstock, Alabama, Michael Story. Let's get it, number 12. And so good, God gracious. And like I say, hey, everybody drive safe. Be safe. Put God first.
Hey, Walker, I want to appreciate you coming on the show. I mean, you really did now hold it down. You gave Arkansas some big props. We had big props. You held your own on this a little bit today. If you only ran your show as good as you was on this motherfucking day, your show be top of the list like ours. But y'all,
this Arkansas. I want everybody out here listening to know that Eyes will make history this weekend. He'll be the first grudge racer, go 0-10, and he get his 10th ass whooping at his own show. You right about that?
That's a motherfucking lie. I'm willing to bet I want to be 0-10 goddamn after this weekend. I'm willing to bet on that now. I'm a gambling fool now. Now, what you want to do, Danny boy? Or are you just popping off at the mouth? Don't let the show run out now. Don't let the show run out. You got 2 minutes to tell me.
Yeah, we're back.
Tick-tock.
We'll talk about it eyes down at the show, but don't let them get their closing arguments in.
Their closing arguments is over with. It's over with for the night. We'll see y'all on Tell It All Bush Friday.